6:32. It is Tuesday morning with the Musers. We are back from Christmas / New Year's vacation. Hope everybody had a good holiday. Coming up in 20 minutes, it's our weekly NFL visit with Peter King. We'll get his take on the Cowboys season coming to an end and look at the wild card weekend in the NFL playoffs. But first, it's the Observation Deck, the first O-Deck of 2018 with the great Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air.
I have no idea. Craig, why don't you go ahead and do it?
All right, we'll be right back.
High school football scores.
No, stop it. This is going to be a glorious year. A glorious year because I'm kicking it off with a three-week vacation to end 2017. I needed a little decompression time at the end of 2017. A tough year, pal. Tough year, pal. During the 3 weeks, I have to admit, and this is horrible to admit on the air when you are a high-level sports broadcaster, I didn't really keep up with the Cowboys.
No, you didn't miss much.
Didn't really keep up with them. And I think I was just so beaten down by my failed prediction, exclusive prediction of a Dak Prescott sophomore slump, that I just, you know, I don't want to tune in and watch him dominate the league and and prove me wrong. And, you know, because I'm a sports idiot, and I'm the one that said that Dak would have this sophomore slump in the middle of his huge run last year. Not even Craig in the paper had the guts to say that Dak would throw a lot of interceptions this year.
I watched last night, though.
Horrible.
What?
Dak Prescott. I finally watched the game.
Oh, you watched it all last night?
Finally watched the game.
Thought you meant the Oklahoma game.
No, no. I don't watch college football. I don't understand why you would watch college football when we have pro football. I mean, why watch the amateurs? Yeah.
Which game? The Seattle game?
The Philadelphia game is one I watched.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so that's the same Dak Prescott? Or is this a different one? This is another guy that has a similar name? Is this Dax Prescott?
Not same guy.
I think there's something they did this year that caused his regression, and that's they asked him to be Peyton Manning.
Think they asked too much of him?
Way too much. I think they thought, wow, he had this incredible rookie year. Now we can bombard him with all of this stuff, and let's just make life so much more complicated for him, and he can't handle that. At least he couldn't this year.
Will he recover next year from that? Or has his confidence been shaken? Now he's no longer cool chocolate or whatever.
I don't know. I think teams played him a little differently this year, too. And he wasn't exactly able to adjust to it. And
for some reason, I think that's overrated. The whole, well, now they got film on him. They figured him out.
Well,
that doesn't explain every horrible performance that he gives.
No, that's just part of it. Just like in the game of football, it's not just a one-man deal. There are a lot of things around him that did not operate as efficiently as they did the year before.
Do you want a big, strong, bold Dak Prescott prediction?
Uh-oh. Hit the fanfare expo.
He will be the Cowboys quarterback for the next many years, but he will be an unbelievably average NFL quarterback for that duration.
Oh,
whoa.
Wait, I thought we found our next Romo. What are you talking about?
So average, you won't be able to believe it.
Okay, that was just a rehash and didn't add anything.
No, not really.
Gosh, how bad would that be if he's just good enough to waste the next 9 years of our life?
Like, give me a comp quarterback. Like, he's going to be like who?
Andy Dalton.
That's not bad. Because he is unbelievably average.
And he's done some really good things.
Yeah.
And he can win you a game.
That's a good one.
He should be a starter.
Andy Dalton. He's not going to be in the bottom 10 in the NFL in quarterbacks. He's going to be around 15, 16. But we'll never talk about him as a top 5 quarterback.
You know, Drew McGarry, I think in Deadspin, wrote a piece in defense of the average quarterback. He was praising the average quarterback and how people don't appreciate it. I don't like the average quarterback. I like them to be either really good or really bad where we can bitch about them. The ones that are average just kind of waste your time because you keep trying to make them better than they are. You keep wanting them to be great, and they're eternally frustrating.
Yeah. I think it depends on what's around them. I think a lot of times the average quarterback is made to look that way because It's kind of hit and miss around them.
All right, I have two big announcements. Hit the Fanfare Expo. I, Gordon Adolf Keith, have officially and without reservation made a very true New Year's resolution to get more sleep.
Okay. Was that last year's too?
Announcement number two. I have officially broken and abandoned this resolution.
What happened?
That one's over with. I'm done with it. I just didn't get good sleep last night. I couldn't sleep. I was all excited to get on the radio.
But this vacation, did you?
No.
Oh.
No. I still wake up early. I was going to bed late, but I was still waking up early. And once I wake up, are you guys like this? You can't go back to sleep once you wake up?
It depends what time of night. If it's 2 a.m., I can go back to sleep.
Yeah, I can go back.
If the alarm's going to go off in like 30 minutes, I have trouble.
No, I mean like in the morning when you're unfettered by an alarm, right? Oh. You're on vacation and you wake up like at 8 in the morning. Can you fall back asleep till 10?
Probably not.
Most of the time,
as soon as my mind's awake, it's like I want to get my day going.
It depends. Did I go to sleep at midnight and I've had 8 hours, or did I go to sleep at 3 a.m.? If I went to sleep at 3, I can fall back asleep.
See, if I went to, it doesn't matter to me. I can go to sleep at 3 a.m., but if I wake up at 8, I got to get up.
Yeah, but I think I shoot that down on vacation, though, because don't you have the, I think I'm going to sit down and watch this movie, and all of a sudden, the next thing you know, it's 5 o'clock, and you don't know where you are, and you're like...
I never fall asleep during the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I can't fall asleep with a TV on.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I have another resolution. I, Gordon Queen Elizabeth King, this year I'm finally tackling my lifelong dream to get Rose Marie of the Dick Van Dyke Show on the air.
Gordon,
still doing that humor, huh?
She passed away while we were on vacation.
Why? I haven't been plugged into the news. You knew.
And
has her family been notified?
Yes. She left this earth the age of 137.
Oh, my gosh.
She made it a long time.
I have a backup resolution. I, Gordon Stalin Keith, am resolved. Sounded weird. To get Dick Enberg in studio on this show!
Gordon,
on this very show!
Gordon.
What?
Dick Enberg also passed away while we were on vacation.
Yeah. Murder-suicide with Rosemary?
They're not sure.
It'll take a coroner to determine.
I'm not
going to
let you do this to the great Dick Enberg.
We're waiting on autopsy results.
It was cheap when you used to do it back in 1996.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Whoever passed, you'd say, agent called, can't make it, on our big guest board.
No, what?
It was cheap then, it's cheap now.
What is guest board?
That makes you cheap.
I don't know. So, really and truly, though, for 3 weeks, I unplug, and I don't really watch the news, and I don't really go online to read the news, and... I'm always surprised. There'll be sometime in June of this year or July. Somebody's going to mention someone, and I'm going to talk about how, haven't seen them in a while. And someone's going to say, oh, they died. And I'm really, truly going to be surprised by it.
Because you unplug.
Because that happens to me every year. There'll be some celebrity death that I'll become aware of in June that happened during Christmas vacation.
Well, okay, Sean, you were working, you were plugged in. Did we miss anybody other than Rosemary and Dick Enberg?
I don't think so.
And have you ever paired those two together in a topic?
Never.
I think that's a pretty light death 3 weeks.
Very light.
Sentence was weird, but yes. I mean, that's... first of all, Rosemary should barely count.
Yeah.
Well,
condolences to her family.
Yes, absolutely. Condolences to her family. Yeah. And I want to make that very clear now.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's been dying since the late 70s.
She's no, say, Robin Williams
or
Prince.
She's not. Yes, or, we know that stuff. She was big in her day, but the point is that she was in her triple 90s.
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know, but it's a lot. And so that one doesn't count. Now, Dick Enberg, dead at the age of 61.
82. No.
That's a bigger story.
Love Dick Enberg.
Dick Enberg, big He's story. Awesome. We're going to eulogize him coming up at 740. And as much as I loved him, even Dick Enberg is no, say, Michael Jackson.
Yes, we
or
know that part.
Elvis Presley. Or
Elvis Parsley. Okay.
No, they're still the same.
In all seriousness, did you guys make any New Year's, I hate to call them resolutions, but intentions? Do you have any intentions for the new year that will make it different than the previous year?
Nah, that's for suckers.
What do you mean?
I tell you that you every year.
You don't take advantage of the fact that this is a fresh start for everyone?
Nope. Pretty much the same.
No.
Old dusty cowtown.
What?
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same, yep.
Come on, Giorgio. Join me. We're going to go on a weight loss regimen. You and I are going to exercise every day after the show. You and I are getting our sneakers, and we're going to the mall.
Don't say sneakers.
And we're going to walk around the mall a whole bunch of times while people shop at Relax the Back and Wicks and
you
Sticks.
You wouldn't do that with me.
I would pay each of you to become mall walkers together.
Really? How much?
Yeah. Just if you got into that routine 5 days a week and
you went
to North Park after every show and you guys walked the mall for an hour.
Yes.
I would love that.
In matching sweatsuits.
Just kind of rehashing the show.
There's no way the P1s would leave us alone. No way.
That's
what
would make it fun.
They would show up and we would be the only mall walkers there that are getting heckled along the route.
Even mall walkers don't go to malls anymore.
But you guys, you would come back every morning after with great stories.
Yes.
It would be such a great bit for the show.
All right. For 1 week, let's do this, George. We can do this for 1 week. We can keep a New Year's resolution to be mall walkers.
That's your resolution. You go do it.
No, but we should do it for each other, for the show. I mean, there's nothing but upside here. We're going to lose 50 pounds in a week.
You don't need to lose 50
Gain
pounds.
Content for the show.
Gain content for the show. Give P1s are going to get a chance to throw garbage at us.
I think you could do it on your own. And I know what would happen. I'd be there in my sweatsuit all ready to go, and you would not show up.
No, you
and
guys
I would have to walk the mall and take it in the shorts.
You
for
all
an
have
hour.
To caravan together over there.
Yes.
After the show.
No.
Yeah, we're accountability partners. I mean, we're holding each other accountable to stick to this resolution.
Please, I'll pay you guys
Please.
To do this.
Well, that's what I'm trying to see. What it's
what?
See what we can get out of this. What's he going to pay us?
Well, I don't want his money.
I do.
I got bills to pay. I want him to spend it on something he loves, which is himself.
But he loves laughing at us, so this is great.
1 week. We'll start next week, so you get some ramp-up time to go buy your Christmas-themed sweatsuit or whatever whatever you're going to walk in.
I'll tell you what. I will give you guys $1 a week.
What?
Think about that.
That's insulting.
Think how that's...
Okay, how about this?
Keep your money.
That's a good idea.
That's going to get into two figures for both of you guys.
This is what we do. He gives us $1 a week, and it doubles each week that we do it all 5 days. So it could get into some really good
money.
That
whole dollar thing, double the dollar,
it's
like $1 million.
A trillion.
No, think about it, Junior. So in order to get $4, we have to walk 3 weeks, 5 days after the show every day.
No, you're
five days a week.
It.
No. For the first week, we get $1.
Yeah,
second week, we get $2. Yeah. Third week, we get $4.
Yeah.
Then the fifth week, we'll get $8. Sixth week, $16.
Somehow that equals $1 million after about 50
steps. Yeah, it really starts ramping up, but is there any chance that we get to $16?
Nah, it's probably pretty safe.
The question is, would Junior actually take that action?
Absolutely not. Because I'm doing the math, and after like 2 weeks, I'm already up to 2,000.
Wait, no. It's per week, not per day. It's $1 the first week.
Yeah.
Well, that's
$2
still
the second week.
It's still going to be 52. We're going to get into the multiple 52 times. It's going to end up costing me in the billions.
You actually think we'll make it to week 52?
I think once you guys started pocketing like hundreds of thousands of my dollars.
What?
I think you're going to keep going.
By week 8,
he won't
to
make
go,
it past week 1.
Me?
Yes.
Worry about yourself.
You'll fall
Mr.
into the fountain at North Park clutching your heart.
Worry about yourself. I'm surprised to even see you here this morning.
What do you mean?
I'm surprised we didn't get the call. Oh, it's today?
Hey,
we're back?
When's the new year? When's
well,
the
Tuesday?
New year?
Tuesday? Okay.
All right. Mall Walker, Giorgio.
Yeah, see Gordo sure, next week at
sure
North Park Mall.
Already a picture of us walking in the mall together on P1 Domo's account.
I want you guys to please do this, even for one day. Just one day. I think it would be a great bit.
I swear to you, I will do it next week every single day if Giorgio will do it with me.
Start on Monday and at least do one day. I'll even come there to watch and heckle.
We don't want
you
to heckle us.
We don't want you to heckle us. No, then he gets out of it. So I don't know where...
He gets out of it. He doesn't have to walk with us.
I know, but he gets out of the daily commitment of going to North Park Mall and watching us.
Yeah, he doesn't have to go every day. We just have to go every day.
All right, I'll let you know at this time tomorrow.
All right.
All right, 6:47 on the ticket. On to the NFL playoffs without the Cowboys. And we'll talk to Peter King about that next.
6:31, it's Wednesday morning with the Musers. Here in about 10 minutes, we're going to visit with Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones about his team season coming to an end. And then at 6:55, something I read over the Christmas break that was devastating. But right now, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air.
This is going to be a huge O-Deck because we are waiting right now. We're about to go to a press conference. It's going to occur live. And before we get to that, I do want to make one comment on Junior Miller's taunting of the homeless that he shared with us earlier this morning. When you said that you routinely run into a homeless woman and offer her food that she declines, and you've never offered her your back house, which you have two homes on your property, your sprawling property located in, you got a ranch in downtown Dallas, basically.
Yeah, you're exaggerating almost every element of this story.
No. She's a woman.
That is true.
Well, there's one of our P1s, P1 Top Jimmy. He says that his wife offered a homeless guy a chicken burrito in Eugene, Oregon, where he lives and is listening to us right now. And he says the homeless guy declined it because he was a vegetarian.
Really?
Well. Is there anything more Oregon and state of Washington than that?
No.
The homeless person who's a vegetarian and declines your offer. I'm not sure. I'm looking at the screen of the empty podium, and everyone's... Okay, wait, the person is now approaching the podium.
Let's hope this isn't a Bud Dwyer-type press conference.
I'm hoping that this is the... Oh, my gosh. I'm hoping that this is George announcing that he is going to accept my gracious offer of becoming a mall walker this year with me in order for us to both get in shape and to strengthen our friendship. We now go live to the ticket press conference room.
We ready, Rich? Okay. Good morning, and thank you for being here. This morning I will be making a statement, and I will not take questions. Yesterday, on our show, the Morning Musers heard 5:30 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Good resetting.
My friend Gordon Keith came up with the idea for us to become mall walkers, at least for 1 week, at an area mall or maybe several area malls. I think this idea was thrown out to, like a lot of things on the show, make me the center of other people's enjoyment. In other words, making fun of me for, doing something out of character and, a laugh at my expense. Even though that is the case, I will accept this, and next week, at least for 5 days, I will walk the malls or malls with Gordon Keith. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Dunham. Mr. Dunham. It's Gordon Keith. Yeah. Take it. Murder me. Wow, he really didn't take questions.
Hey, you know what, Gordo, though? I think we're going to have George on the program right now, post-press conference, to do our own private interview.
Oh, back in.
Hey, George, I don't know if you were just listening to The Ticket, but...
No, what'd you guys do? I stepped out. I had to go do a press conference.
Yeah, we had you on at a press conference.
Oh, you guys carried that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
oh,
you announced that you indeed are going to mall walk with me next week.
Yeah, I didn't think you guys had time to work that in on the show.
No, we absolutely did.
No, we got time.
Yes, we absolutely did. This is huge. This is a huge announcement that you have just made on local national radio.
Yes, I did not expect this announcement.
Really?
I thought you were going to turn down the offer.
Well, it seems really important to you guys, so I will do this in the interest of the show. Now, I will say this, and I meant to say this at the press conference. Wait, let me go. I'm going to go do another. I don't think this is going to make a great impact. I don't think we're going to make the Forrest Gump-type impact that you think we're going to make. Junior thinks we're going to wind up on the news.
Yes,
He thinks we're going to have followers walking around.
Of me, too.
That we're going to have walkers with us around the mall or malls. And by the way, I think if we do this, we should go to several different malls.
Okay.
You know, I mean...
I may bail out now. It sounds like it involves driving.
Well, not that
much. I think the funny thing is the
same mall
because
every
you get
day?
To know the same store people and
okay.
mall security guards.
All right, we can do the same one. I was thinking of the P1s that may not be able to, if we, whatever
obviously,
mall we
obviously.
Choose, it may not, you know, be conducive to some P1s, but okay,
we're
doing
the
same mall.
For your health.
Right.
And your friendship. You're not doing it for the P1s.
Obviously.
I do everything for the P1s.
Obviously.
Obviously.
I think this is huge. I think we ought to choose the same mall. Because that ensures that we will stick to it a little bit more.
Yeah, this is all about routine.
Right. Mm. And we'll choose the closest mall to this location. We'll go North Park. We know our way around that. We'll feed the ducks as we go by there.
I haven't been there that much.
You've never been to North Park?
I've been there, but it's
you're gonna
the greatest
love it.
Indoor
mall of all time.
And you can do, it's a full square, so you can actually do laps.
Yeah, there's something weird about North Park. It's real highfalutin and...
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think I'm going to be packing.
Indeed. So
I'm telling you, this is going to be a big hit.
There's
here in the
several questions I have.
All right.
First of all, do you own good walking shoes?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a fool.
Do you own a sweatsuit?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
All
yeah,
right.
I have gear that I can wear. Do you? I think that's a
do
better
you?
Question.
No, I don't.
And,
I mean, I have good shoes. I have running shoes.
It shocked me yesterday. Are you wearing them again today? Gordo wore tennis shoes. Oh, my God, 2 days in a row.
Wow, that is unusual.
I've never seen him in tennis shoes before.
You bet.
Did you get them for Christmas?
No, I went out at the beginning of our Christmas break, which started on, I think, about November 17th. Is when our Christmas break started. I went out and I said, you know, I want to get me a couple good pairs of running shoes, and I'm going to be doing more walking this year.
And see, I figured this. The only reason we're doing this is that I figured Gordo must have started walking.
I didn't really.
Oh.
But the only reason I threw out the mall walking thing is because it occurred to me at that very moment as something funny to say. But the more I thought about it, this is a good idea. It is funny.
To a lot that goes on,
and it's good for the radio show because it's funny that we're mall walkers. I think the visual is funny, even if you just paint it with words on the radio. I think it's cool that the P1s can come out and see us.
It's good for malls, right?
It's good for malls. It raises awareness for malls.
They're still there.
Which have been struggling here in America.
If you're excited about this, hashtag Musers Mall Walk.
That was a made-up hashtag on the spot. But it's good enough. All right, so we're going to do it. Now, we do need to get matching sweatsuits. I think that's important.
Yes.
We've got to get our costumes.
You need to be like Ben Stiller's two kids in Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah, they always dress the same.
The same tracksuits
everywhere. Ari and Uzi?
Yeah, sorry, and Uzi.
Yeah, one thought occurred to me that maybe we should buy the other's sweatsuit.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
But then I thought, no way, because what will happen, I get the rug ripped out from me on that one. I'll be nice and get you like a nice, tasteful, you always wear black, so I'd get you like a really cool black Under Armour or something another, and you'd get me a pink light-up unicorn outfit.
Yeah, get matching suits. That's going to be better for the TV cameras.
Yes, our mall-walking uniform. Okay, so do you also have the one-pound hand weights?
I'm not using hand weights. No. Okay, I'll use hand weights. You have to use the shaker.
The shake weight?
The shake weight, yeah.
People don't do that while they're walking.
Sure they do.
They do not. That
You're
doesn't make
about
any
to.
Sense. No, we have the 1 pound hand weights, and we have to do the swish butt walk.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how you're going to walk. Is it going to be real determined and you purposeful? And
yes.
No.
No, I can't
I got a
do
bad
that.
Knee.
You got a bad knee? Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. But see, the walking will be good for it.
Yeah, it will. Yeah,
motion, totally
cycling would be better. But okay.
It's not going to cycle inside the
yeah,
mall.
How about that? I'll ride a bike slowly right by you.
They say motion is lotion. So as long as you're getting out there and moving those joints, it's going to be good for you.
Right. Now, we could bring like a radio flyer wagon and each take turns getting pulled when we get tired. So we'll be like an Iditarod team.
He's trying to trick it up already.
Well, this is great. And thank you, George, for accepting
this for you.
Gracious invitation.
This is very exciting.
My better judgment.
So it's going to start Monday morning at North Park. So you're going to get there and start walking probably
10:30, 10:45, somewhere in there.
No.
We get kicked off.
What kind of foods they got over there?
We're not going for the food court.
But see, you'll be done at 11:30, so that's perfect for lunch.
Right.
If you want to have something to refuel.
I think 8 hours around Gordo will be about enough. I'll be ready to head home at that point.
Stupid.
Is there going to be a ceremonial start?
I'm so excited about this.
Hey, I'm going to bring a starter pistol. Is that allowed inside North Park?
Well, you better bring a real one, I think.
Okay.
It's not that bad at North Park.
They've got it under control over there. Come on.
At least while we're in the parking lot.
Very exciting stuff.
Yay! It's not that exciting. It's kind of like Hot Fried Georgie player of the game.
We got that right now.
Oh, that's not exciting either.
We carried that over the holidays, just so you know.
Good.
Every week, yes.
Make sure Fernando knows the winners, because he's keeping the official list. Yeah, at some point this week, we need to not only award the player of the game for Philadelphia, but the player of the year for the Cowboys season. So maybe that'll come up in Gordo's Corner one day. All right, so if you're excited about this, hashtag Musers Mall Walk. Musers Mall Walk. 6:42 here on The Ticket. 6:30 on The Ticket. It's Monday morning with the Musers coming up at 6:50. Take a look at the playoff action over the weekend, wild card round in the AFC. There wasn't a lot of scoring, but I did find both of those games really interesting, and we'll dive into them coming up here in about 20 minutes. But right now, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A1 Air.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. Okay, this is a very historic day because making good on our threat to the P1s, that we would become mall walkers. After the program today, Giorgio and I are going to head down to North Park Mall, and we are going to mall walk for 30 minutes.
Mall walk up!
Hashtag Musers Mall Walk.
Hashtag Musers Mall Walk on Twitter if you want to follow our progress. And we can't keep the P1s from coming. I mean, this is a public place, so they may show up and walk right behind us, walk in front of us. We may get blocked out. There may be some jockeying for position to get to the front of the mall walking line. We don't know how this is going to go down.
No, we have no idea.
But I spent the weekend getting geared up. I was in full training mode this weekend because I went to Walmart and bought me this shirt that has wicking technology.
Oh, good.
Wicking technology. Very important when you're mall walking.
Mm-hmm.
To have wicking technology. So I did that. I spent the weekend carbo loading.
You loaded up on carbs, huh?
Which is every weekend, by the way. It's every weekend.
Yeah, I carbo loaded, so I'll have plenty of energy for today. Plenty of glucose to burn off.
Okay.
And I have my shoes on. You see there, George?
Yeah, those will work.
Yeah. I was originally going to wear high heels today, and then I remembered, oh, no, we got the mall walk. And so I put on the running shoes.
Now, are you walking in jeans, or do you have some sweats that change?
I have some sweats, but I think I will walk in jeans because I think 30 minutes is not that taxing.
Yeah, we got an email from Sweet P1 Diane, who is in her 60s, and she said, I can't believe they're fussing over whether they can walk for 30 minutes. Even I can do that.
Yeah, I think we can make it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be any problem. Now, how much ground can we cover in 30 minutes? The average human walks 3.1 miles per hour.
Okay.
Now that's walking.
So we go about a mile and a half.
So what is the... But we're power walking.
We are.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to walk at a brisk pace. Because you can't just... It's not a stroll. We can't just get in there and just kind of go real slow and get to talking.
What's
looking
our first day?
Stuff.
We got to get a lay of the land.
No, we have to put some effort into it.
If you're power walking, you can do 15-minute miles. So you can do 2 miles.
How fast is that?
Well, that would be if you do 2 miles in 30 minutes, that's 4 miles an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think we can do faster than that. If the average human walks 3.1 miles an hour, if we're power walking, aren't we going 5 miles an hour?
Why don't you lower the bar just a bit?
Oh, no. All right, question. Is skipping allowed?
Mall skipping?
Because no. I think...
It's a very efficient way.
Because I got to thinking, that would be an interesting idea if we did mall skipping one of the days, just to try it out, because no one's tried it out before. And maybe that is an excellent way to get around, and it's good for your joints in a different way.
I think that would be highly entertaining.
Be bad for your plantar fasciitis, though.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there he is, staring plantar fasciitis in the face.
I went to the doctor on Friday and got treated for plantar fasciitis.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got new feet put in.
Did you really see a physician?
I did see a physician, yes.
What did he say?
But it was just part of my regular maintenance. He said that I have the strength of 10 men. No, they do this thing, and I believe you and I share a primary care physician, Craig.
Indeed.
Which...
is
by the
weird.
Way, the way we, yes, it is weird, but it was when we first started at the ticket and we had to pick a primary care physician, and a guy who used to be a show host up here said very boldly, oh, you got to go with this guy. We don't want to announce who he is because we don't want people to break into our medical records.
And I happen to like him a lot. I think he's great.
Oh, he's awesome. But his name is John Physician, right?
Right.
And this co-host said to us, oh, man, John Physician, it's no contest. That's who you got to go with. That's got to be your primary care. Man, that guy is unbelievable. Go, John Physician. We're like, oh, yeah, yeah, okay. So we both signed up for the guy. And then like a month or so later, we asked him, hey, have you seen John Physician yet? Who? John Physician, the doctor that you recommended. Oh, I never heard of him. I don't know what you're talking about. So frustrating. But ever since, Craig and I have been with John Physician, the doctor.
It is a little weird that he gives us each a prostate exam.
Yeah, every single time.
Every time.
Yeah, Dr. Physician gives us
whether
a prostate
we want
exam.
It or not.
No, whether we want it or not. He was the guy, though, that did turn around, I believe, with the tongue depressor when I had my pants down.
That's a great story.
Well, I was so uncomfortable at the testicular exam that it was all that was on my mind. And when he said, okay, well, let's get started, and he turned to wash his hands, so I was like, okay, and pulled down my pants. And he turns back around, and he's got a tongue depressor holding it out. And he says, oh, okay, I guess we'll start with that. So uncomfortable. Anyway, so I got fully checked out, and they do this thing, and you've probably had this done at John Physician's office, Craig, that they give you your heart, I guess heart event. It's not just heart attack. I think it's any heart event that could happen in the next 10 years. They put you through this algorithm, and all your stats are inputted in this machine, and it spits out your chances of having a heart attack or something like that in the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And he figured out all mine, and it came out to like 2.1%. He goes,
okay.
Oh, wow. He said, that's really good. He said, anything below 5% is what you want, and you're at 2%, and that's pretty rare
to see
something that low.
You're safe to mall walk today.
I am completely cleared to mall walk, because that's what I asked him. I said, doctor, with this 2.1%, do you think that it's safe for me to mall walk today?
I'm about to enter a very strenuous exercise
program. Mall walking. I asked him, I did say, hey, I'm going to be mall walking all next week. And he goes, yeah, I heard.
Oh, no.
So it's today. I'll be going 5 miles an hour. George, you'll be going 4 miles per hour. Will I lap George?
No.
Or do I have a responsibility to walk alongside
him? Together.
Yeah.
You're not trying to big time me here.
Because... one of the reasons you're mall walking is New Year's resolution exercise. But another reason is camaraderie. You two really need to bury the hatchet. And
we need to hash some stuff out.
Hash some stuff out and build some segment material.
Will I lap George? Who are you? Like Frank Shorter or something?
I am Mr. 2.1%, sir. That's who I am. Strength of 10 men. Okay, are we required to gossip as we walk? Like, we can't talk about important issues. We got to talk about the things that mall walkers talk about.
That's what they do? They gossip?
Yeah, they gossip and exchange recipes.
They talk about their stories.
It's usually always old women who are mall walking. Yet, one time I was in a mall and I saw a guy in jogging shorts and he was about 30. And he was running around the mall, jogging around the mall.
Hmm.
That shouldn't be allowed.
I see an older gentleman doing it too.
Running or walking?
Yeah.
Well, but still, that's walking. I'm talking about a 30-year-old jogging. Seems like it's a violation of the ball walking spirit.
That's a little weird.
I'm so excited about this because I believe you're going to have a lot of P1s out there. P1s are excited about
this. I predict we'll see zero P1s out there.
I don't know how many, if you're going to be like the Pied Pipers with thousands following you. I don't think it's going to be like that. But I think it's going to be more than two or three that are walking with you.
Walking with us?
Yes.
Or do we have to obey George's rules, which is that P1s have to stay at 10 paces or more?
I never said that.
George has the rule for P1s, don't speak unless spoken to.
Yes, you cannot talk to George directly.
Guy's night out rules of operation, but not mine.
I talked to plenty of P1s during guy's night out. So is there any sort of etiquette as to hydration? George, are you going to wear a camelback?
Yeah, maybe. Do we have any core? Yeah,
we'll get some core for you guys.
Yeah, we need some core.
Yeah, we need some core
I'll
water.
Hand out bottles. I'll be there since I'm kind of in charge of this whole thing.
How are you in charge of this whole thing?
No one has put you in charge of this. You keep trying to claim you're in charge of it.
I'll be there covering it for the P1, so I'll post some photos and video on Twitter, and I'll hand out some core water to you guys so that you don't get dehydrated. Because you got to think not only about today, but about tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday. And if you get dehydrated today, it's just going to hurt you tomorrow and down the road.
Domino effect.
And
we recover. It'll be a domino effect.
This is a lot like the Tour de France. I mean, we're going to do this every day.
It's unbelievable what you're putting your bodies through.
It really is.
So my question is, when we're getting close to the finish line and we start doing the sprint, see who gets who breaks the ribbon the fastest, like, are we allowed to like touch when we're jockeying for position to get in front to win?
It's just like a Tour de France sprint. Yeah, they fling elbows and shove each other and grab.
See, I think this bodes poorly for you, Giorgio, because I'm both a sprinter and a climber.
Yeah, but I'm both. I could pick you up with one arm and throw you into a potted plant. So.
And that is a violation of the rules.
I don't think so. There are no rules. Nope.
Have you decided where you're going to start?
No, we're going to discuss that.
Okay. That may be
because your balls. So,
there's a big debate going on about that right now.
So those details could be revealed in the corner.
Yeah,
later
George
today.
Wants to start and end at the food court.
Yeah,
and I don't. I think we should start from one end of the mall that is.
I told you I don't care. I did not say that. I said I don't care where we start because your mall,
George. So
let it go.
George also called me this weekend begged. If he could mall walk shirtless. And I said, look, there's no need for that. It's not going to be that hot in there.
Didn't call him.
Yeah, you did. You said you wanted to put on a gun show.
No. And if I had, you wouldn't have answered. So, no, I did not call you.
All right. One of these days, should we walk shirtless?
No.
God, that would be so great. Just can't even imagine how great that would be. Okay, so more hashtag Musers Mall Walk details coming up in the corner at 9:15. Good luck today, guys.
Hey, thanks, Greg.
And since I'm kind of in charge, I'll be there.
Not in charge.
Right now, 9:17, time for a Monday edition of Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air.
Okay, here in just a moment, we will make the exciting and historic announcement as to the starting location of the famous 2018 Musers Mall Walk. But first, a few quick hits from the Golden Globes as Nicole Kidman clapped like a human being as opposed to a seal. Have you ever seen the clap of her doing the seal clap?
Oh, no.
At the Academy Awards?
She's had some clapping coaching.
And it does look like she had seal hands. Back then, and this time she clapped for real. Now she wins at the Golden Globes, goes up and mentions her two daughters, and some people on Twitter slamming her for not mentioning Isabella or Connor, her adopted children with Tom Cruise.
Does she still have custody?
No. He has custody of them, I think.
Hmm.
I don't even know the last time she saw him.
Hmm.
So so they're kind of barely her kids, since Tom Cruise has the controlling interest in them.
Or does Scientology have the controlling interest?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Wow, Craig ragging on Scientology once again. Interesting.
I'm not ragging on it. I'm just denouncing it. Mm-hmm. That's a radio joke.
I'm backing away from the mic.
That's a radio joke.
But if you heard her speech, she kind of casually mentioned her kids, saying, hey, they're probably watching right now. Talking about the two kids that she and Keith Urban have at home.
Yeah.
So it's not like she was formally thanking all the children that she has legal custody of. Or legal parental rights. Does she have any of those?
Even? I'm so glad I didn't watch this last night.
Why?
It just looked like a bunch of Hollywood vomit to me. All the highlights I've seen this morning.
Anyway, it's pretty big night for those people.
George.
And Ally Sheedy, on whom I had a crush.
She was there?
No, but she was tweeting, and she tweeted out, James Franco just won. Please never ask me why I left the film TV business.
Huh. Ooh.
Then she said,
kind of with her on that one.
Okay, wait, bye. Christian Slater and James Franco at the table on Golden Globes, hashtag me too.
Huh.
So throwing both of them under the bus. Then she tweeted, why is a man hosting? Why is James Franco allowed in? Said too much. Good night. Love y'all. Hashtag Golden Globes. Then she quietly deleted them, I believe, the next morning.
Off.
So. Always. In her day, she was cute, right? When she was in War Games.
Breakfast Club days.
She's getting a little more wheels off at the Breakfast Club days, but.
Always a red flag when you have to go back and delete tweets.
Yeah, quietly deleted is always a...
Or anytime you disable a social media account.
Right. Deleted a social media account. All right, so those are just a few notes from the Golden Globes. Now it is the time when Giorgio and I announce the starting point of today's historic Musers Mall Walk on Sports Radio 1310! Okay. Hit the drum roll. No. Okay, Giorgio, after studying the maps... Some people don't have them, but we have
them.
Of North Park Center. I have determined the best location to start the Musers Mall Walk at 10:30 today.
10:30.
We can get down there quickly enough.
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, that was confident. We are going to start it in front of the Peloton store. Peloton, a fine sponsor here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
A very fine sponsor.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, this store is located between Macy's and Dillard's. It's on that side of North Park, and it's closer to Dillard's.
The May Dill side. Closer to the Dill.
And we're going to walk counterclockwise. So basically, our rear ends will be toward the Dill.
Okay, you're walking counter. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's because the way you do in a racetrack.
Yeah, because you'll always be on the inside.
Right.
Yep.
Inside.
Outside.
So yes, our rear ends will be towards the Dill, and we'll be...
Shoe shot. Why don't you just hop on one of those bikes there at Peloton and...
They're stationary.
Stationary bike.
I know.
Should we start there, or should we back up all the way onto the Dill?
No.
Side of the
start at the
mall.
Peloton store.
Nobody calls Dillard's the Dill.
Start at the Peloton store with your rears to the Dill.
You're an hour and 10 minutes out, and you've really planned this.
No, we have planned it.
We're planning it.
So, let's see. It looks like it's four stores away from the Dill.
Okay.
That's where the Peloton store is.
All right.
Okay.
Lower level.
Right across from Anthropology.
Where's the arcade?
and right across from La Madeleine. Ooh. I don't think they have an arcade
Pick up
there.
A breakfast sandwich on lap number
Stop
two there.
It. Stop it. We're not there for the food.
Order, you have a deal.
Order there on lap two and pick it up at lap
work
three.
Work off food that we've already had.
What did Barb say?
Shove a dill in your mouth.
She's talking about a pickle.
That was a great, great bit.
Hey, dill.
So, the start of the Musers Mall Walk will be in front of the Peloton store at North Park Center at 10:30 a.m. You, too, can get fit with the Musers.
This is so exciting, and since I'm kind of in charge of this whole thing.
Not in charge of it! Not in charge of it!
I'll be there overseeing and reporting. I'll be tweeting live to tape pictures.
What?
For those who can't be there. And I'll be encouraging you guys because this is very, very exciting.
All right. Now I'm predicting no P1s will be there, or maybe one, like an unemployed one, like Joe Michael.
I'll take that bet.
But most people have jobs, so they can't attend the Musers Mall Walk.
Maybe we have P1s working at the mall.
Oh, I bet we will. I'm hoping that they cheer us on as we go by. It's like when the White Rock Marathon would go in front of your house. You know, you walk out there and you, come on, yeah!
Go, yeah!
So if you work at one of these stores, you can go to the front of the store waiting for the Musers to go by. If you can see us. I mean, we'll be going at a pretty good clip.
Oh, yeah, we'll be.
Can I say a couple of things since I'm kind of in charge?
You're not in charge, but yes, you can say a couple things.
I would like to encourage the P1s who do come out. I think it's fine if you want to walk with George and Gordon, but give them a little room. You know, don't swallow them up, because I want the two of you to concentrate on your walking, on your form, on your breathing, on your stride.
The swaying of the hips.
The swaying of the hips, the motion of the elbows. I don't want the P1s getting in your way, tripping you up. So I think it's fine if they're walking with you, but give these guys a little room, because it's all about the form and the experience. The two of them are supposed to bond.
So basically, you want people to maintain their distance the way you want P1s to do in your life all the time.
No, they don't have to stay that far away.
Don't. Gosh.
I'm kidding. No, I just don't want them to interfere with your walking.
Right, because that's why we're there.
You're there.
We need to remember why we're there.
It's fine if they walk with you. Just don't.
We're walking for kids.
Just don't get in your path.
Obviously.
Will a physician be on hand?
Oh, yeah, we forgot to secure
an EMS team.
Yeah.
Perhaps some paddles.
No, you're funny, Fernando.
Hilarious.
Ooh.
Hilarious, George.
You're one of the funniest guys I know.
That's correct.
Who's the funniest guy you know? Fernando? Probably up there.
Dude, nervous already.
Yeah.
Gosh, things are tense right now.
Man. They're not tense.
You need to walk this off, George.
I'm being honest.
The mall walking is supposed to bring us all together.
Yes.
Not tear us apart.
It's not tearing anybody apart. I'm telling you who I think is funny.
Oh, but I dread the paparazzi. I just think we're going
to... It'll be there.
Flash bulbs in our face is just going to really be disorienting.
If you don't think there won't be local media there,
then
you're crazy.
Well, considering that we are local media by definition,
outside of us,
yeah, because I'll be there at the very least covering it.
Listen, that's what it's going to sound like as we scuttle by, people whispering and taking photos.
I don't think so.
Are you wearing any sort of headdress?
Yeah, you need protective headgear.
I'm going to wear a helmet. Wear a football helmet.
I'm going to wear a helmet.
You got to wear a helmet.
No, I think I'm going to wear a visor. I think each day I'm going to wear a visor.
Why?
It was a salute to Bob Stoops.
Why are you saluting him?
He had a really good winning percentage.
Okay. So, in front of the Peloton store, 10:30 a.m., if you, the P1, you want to start with us, or you can join in progress if you see us going by.
I'll have some hydration. I'm going to bring some Core water.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to break into Kat's office.
Fine sponsor
Core
here at the ticket.
Yeah, why is Kat hoarding the Core?
Will you guys have watches, or do you need me to time you?
I got a cell phone.
Okay.
That's good enough.
Yeah, time.
Are you going to be wearing a pedometer?
I've got that feature in my cell phone.
I think everybody does.
Yeah.
Snap.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. But I mean like an official one, like an old mechanical one.
No.
And you strap to your ankle. Okay.
I'm going
to
have like the little umpire's counter, so I'll be clicking for every step.
So what are you pledging, Junior? You got to sign up for every lap around the mall we do. You got to give some money to our favorite charities.
I already told you last week that because your goal is to do this for at least a week, and in order to encourage you to keep this up throughout the year, I'm pledging $1 a week for each of you. Which means after
I hate that he never supports us financially.
Which means after 10 weeks you'll be into double figures, and if each of you do it the whole year combined, that's triple figures that I will donate to charity.
We're not talking to you anymore. we forgot to start our GoFundMe page, Giorgio, where people could donate.
We forgot a lot of things
to hit our goal. What is our goal? We should do that. I'm gonna throw one of those up today.
Yeah,
and then raise money for awareness.
Yes.
That's going to be our charity.
Awareness.
We're going to raise money for awareness.
I'll donate to that. That's a great cause, awareness.
Well, think about it. Everyone's trying to raise awareness for so many things, but who is raising awareness for awareness?
Nobody.
Nobody. And awareness is one of the most fundamentally important things when it comes to charity.
Nobody.
All right, 10:30 a.m. today, front of the Peloton store.
1 hour from this very moment.
I'm getting nervous.
I am too.
I'm getting really nervous.
I've never been more excited for anything in my life.
Because I've been training for a while for this.
2 days?
Yeah, I've been carbo loading all weekend, trying to get in shape. I've been really walking around my apartment, like when I have to go to the kitchen to get something, I walk there, walk back. Sometimes I'll forget something, like, say, a utensil, and you know what I do? I walk to go get one.
Are you guys a little nervous? Because while you both have experience walking, you've never walked on a big stage like
this. No, not like this.
This is the biggest stage
I've ever
walked on.
Like a national championship stage.
Yeah, biggest stage I've ever walked on. I think that there's a chance that Giorgio may have that runner situation, like when you see that guy who is trying to finish the marathon, and in the last mile, he's messed himself.
He's lost control.
That
won't be me.
Lost
between
control.
Us, the last one to have diarrhea was you.
That's not true. And how would you have any idea? That's weird.
Well, because you were bragging on
monitors?
It when you had it. Just last week, you
monitors?
Were bragging on it. Hey, guys, guess what?
No.
Got
who,
that diarrhea
name
again.
Name one person who has ever bragged about having that.
I'd never experienced it until you did
Gordon
last
Keith.
Week.
Ridiculous. So, yeah, so I'm worried about that. So I'll maintain a healthy distance.
Yeah,
but you and
there. I hope you don't have it,
Giorgio,
again.
Giorgio, are supposed to be talking the whole time.
Bonding.
Craig,
what are we
going to
talk about? I'm pretty much talked out at 10, aren't you?
No.
Let's play the silent game while we walk.
No, and
first
that
word
never
loses.
Has fooled any child, by the way. The child
game.
Knows that that's not a game.
Play the quiet game.
They know that the parents are trying to pull one over on them. At least I always did.
You all need to bury the hatchet on your walk. You need to bond.
Right in his back.
You need to come up with show material for tomorrow.
Yeah, the P1s can walk behind us listening to us plan our detailed plan for tomorrow's show.
Okay. I'm all for it.
All right, 10:30. We're raising awareness for awareness at North Park Center.
Awesome. Right now, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. And I got to tell you, I'm shocked. Both of us showed up for work this morning, Giorgio, after yesterday's grueling marathon session of mall walking.
Yeah.
So yesterday was the first day of the Musers Mall Walk, as we walk across America's malls. Actually, just one of them. But it's to raise awareness for awareness. Now, we need to remind people we're doing this for charity. And I tweeted out a link to our GoFundMe page. And I set this up at the end of the show yesterday for those who didn't hear us talking about it. And we have a goal of $5,000.
That's impressive.
That is impressive. And so I put it up yesterday, and I tweeted out a link to it so you can see the link on my Twitter page. Twitter page? That sounds real antiquated.
Twitter feed?
Twitter feed, I think, is better, yes. Which my Twitter name is Gordon Keith, all one word. So far, how much do you think we've raised?
Well, when I checked it yesterday, you were up to
$70.
$171.
Okay. Nice. P1.
All right.
Chiming in and throwing money charity's way.
That is nice.
And we're doing this for not only kids, but for justice.
But mainly awareness.
And America and awareness, correct.
But so, mainly kids.
But mainly kids.
And Texas.
So yesterday at 10:30, I was there at the start line in front of the Peloton store at North Park Center.
As was I, as was Sean Bass covering the event.
As was probably about 100 P1s out there ready for the mall walk. One person not in attendance. George Dunham.
What happened?
And I thought for sure, Georgia.
That would have been funny if I just left you there.
You were punking us, and no, you had just ducked out, and we're not going to participate in this very important charity event.
No, I got there and walked into the mall, and I heard, as we said, it was a few doors down from Dillard's, so I started walking a few doors down from Dillard's, but I went the wrong way, and that's when I called you, and you said, no, we're down in front of the Peloton store, and I figured I was going down the wrong way when I didn't see the Peloton store. So, yeah, that's why
I swear
bit
you called me at like 10:35.
No, I called you right at 10:30.
Everybody was scared for your safety.
Right.
But the ovation he got when he walked up.
Oh, it
yeah,
was
like, I
like a
that
conquering
too.
Hero.
Yeah, I like that too. I like making the late entrance just, you know.
There's a slow clap.
Yeah.
You look so regal with the crown you were wearing and the tiara and the scepter. So you show up and you address the crowd, and it was a pretty haughty speech that you gave the crowd. You talked about how you had made malls great again. You talked about how you're a genius.
I did not say that.
Very self-involved, the stuff you were saying.
I did not say that. You put me on the spot and saying, now here with the big speeches, George Dunham. And they were basically said back to you.
And there were P1s that had already showed us their signs. As we were waiting for you, we took pictures with the guy, the P1 who was in the wheelchair.
Kenny,
that,
I believe.
Yeah, Kenny. Mm-hmm. He'd made a sign that said, thank you, musers, for walking for those of us who can't. And there were several signs that you're talking about how much courage we had to do this. P1s were lining the route. When we started off, and the Peloton people, I think, were scared. We didn't really give the store the heads up that we were going to start out in front of there.
What was going on.
So they just see a flash mob appearing, and I think the girls in the store were calling security when Giorgio and I walked in and said, hey, can we leave our keys and our jackets in here as we do this mall walk thing? They were so confused as to what was going on.
And finally one of them said, oh, are you with the ticket? We said, yes. And she goes, okay, we get it. Okay.
The ticket.
But it did look, and P1s were joking about how, I think it may have been Junior who joked that this looks like a protest. It looks like we're all gathering together and marching for some kind of lives that matter or some kind of bad city ordinance that we're against.
I posted a bunch of pictures on my Twitter feed, which is @Junior_Miller, and you can see a picture of one P1 female. She brought a sign that said, male bonding and mall walking doesn't seem impossible.
Yeah.
Seem impossible.
That's seem impossible
to,
in there.
You have to do that. Seem impossible.
And you can also see in the big team photo that I took of George and Gordon and a lot of the mall walkers after the walk had ended, right in front of George is our good P1, Gene and Carrollton, who came out and walked with us.
Yeah. How about Gene?
And I need to give a shout out to one reporter that covered us like, unlike any other. Sean did a good job, but Junior Miller was the official photographer of the event. And as much exercise as we did, Junior did just as much running backwards.
Yeah, all of a sudden he'd be up on the next level looking down at us, taking pictures.
Yes. He like had the Lee Harvey Oswald perch.
Yeah, you were transporting. You're transporting yourself all around the mall.
Didn't I get some good pics?
You did.
Yeah.
You got some fantastic pictures.
It's good to have a solid event organizer that knows how to handle everything.
Oh, it made
Thank
me
you,
crazy.
Sean.
Lots of irons in the fire.
Yeah. The P1s jumped all over that, and the tweets, they had to admit they were funny, thanking Junior for putting on this event, thanking him for organizing it, thanking him for taking the position of leader.
I did feel like since I was kind of in charge of the whole thing.
You're not in charge of anything.
That I needed to post a lot of pictures.
We barely let you attend.
Kind of make sure things went smoothly and... And I was happy to have Sean out there covering it as my right-hand man. Sean put together a great little audio montage. Did you guys hear that?
No, not.
Sean, do you have that at the ready?
Yeah, I think so.
You want to hear this now? Or you want to promote it for later?
Yeah, I'll hear it now. Great.
Yeah, I think it works now.
I actually called in today and told my boss, hey, look, there's an important event, groundbreaking event happening today, and we need to be a part of it.
I did have to have courage to get out here. My husband was like, you have to go. I said, I don't know. I can't have anybody to go with me.
We are thrilled to have the Musers. We love them, and we support mall walking, obviously.
Huge energy, major courage, excitement throughout the mall.
It's good to be here and having fun at North Park.
If they want to mock me, let them go ahead. But all I know is I'm feeling great and I'm getting my metabolism revved up.
That's a real mall walker.
It's a great place to walk because the floors are level.
NP1s for about 10 years, or at least for me, yes. And I may or may not have taken the day off to be a part of Muser Mall Walk.
I just want to ask, do you feel like you've been part of history today? And you probably did your daughter a service by having her out here for this momentous occasion.
Yeah, it's her biggest moment of her first year of life, I think.
And she's only 4 months old?
Right.
She's had Christmas, Thanksgiving, but that all pales in comparison to the Mall Walk.
This is it.
Man, I got a tear.
That is very touching. That is very touching. I have tears in my eyes, but I think it's mainly from Sean popping the microphone when he's asking questions.
Modulated.
I thought it was great reporting, Sean.
Yeah, that is great reporting.
That was fantastic.
Okay. That was only just an iota of the P1 support that we had yesterday.
Yes.
So we took off around 10:35 due to Giorgio's navigational confusion, but we got going. And we start walking, and all these people are walking back behind us. And our goal was to walk for 30 minutes. We wanted to start with a manageable half hour, as opposed to saying that we were going to walk for 2 hours or something crazy. So we walked for a little bit more than 30 minutes. I figure we probably walked 40 minutes. And we walked around the mall 3 full times. And according to our calculations, Junior Miller actually did the math and figured out we walked 1.72 miles, mm-hmm. I think it was.
Correct.
Okay.
So 1¾ miles. So we got to do the health check-in. How are we doing today, Georgie? Are we feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling fine. Knees may be a little sore. And I got to say this, from the very first step, Gordon was hauling ass yesterday, and I kept saying, golly, you walk fast. Even though we're trying to get our heart rate up, you left the P1s in the dust.
You didn't leave them in the dust. Loitering. Those people weren't paying attention.
No, you're a fast walker.
They were all drunk.
You guys were moving at a very rapid clip.
Yeah.
I think it was hard for a lot of the P1s to keep up.
I think we need to throttle down a little bit today.
If you want the P1s to walk with you. Now, if you just want this to be a workout, and that was part of your New Year's resolution,
correct,
then you need to keep the pace high. But if you want the P1s to kind of join in, yeah, they were having a tough time keeping up.
Gordon was acting like we're trying to set some sort of radio walking record yesterday.
But we were their pace car. They're supposed to keep up with us. We're not supposed to slow down for them.
Heck with them. What about me?
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Giorgio.
What about your buddy? Uh-oh.
Sweet, clean Giorgio.
No, it was a good workout. It really was for an old dude like me, but yeah.
Well, I thought the point of mall walking is a brisk walk. It's not a mall stroll.
No, you're right.
No, but I also don't think we need to... I mean, with my stride, I had to do the really almost like Olympic-like... swing the arms
That's
to keep
great.
Up with you.
That's
but you
great.
Were just like
almost
walking like a Sasquatch, and I couldn't...
You
weren't
like
swinging
Sasquatch.
Your arms. You have a really fast gait.
What about your legs? What about have to be as long as mine.
They're not. I only have a 32 inseam.
You said that you have a 32 inseam. I said that's about what I have.
No, I thought you said you're a 34.
No, I said that I used to always wear 32 jeans, and then I went to one place and they said you should wear a 34. So I figure I have a 33. I figure 33. I'll just say I have that.
Longer.
Yeah, but it's 1 inch longer. There's other parts of me that are at least 5 inches longer than yours.
Well, I have no problem if you want to walk at a brisk pace, but the P1s need to know that. They need to come equipped. You know, some of them were not equipped for industrial mall walking.
But right. I did see that they found workarounds to our fast pace, which was that, Giorgio, you and I would go into a little culvert or something. They'd just walk straight, and then we'd meet.
Yeah.
So they were able to keep up using alternate methods.
And the P1s don't have to walk with you guys. If they just want to come and cheer and observe, they can walk the other direction and, you know, see you guys when you pass? Or,
but I loved their courage. They walked with us. They followed their morning musers. And it really was a very patriotic event. I mean, you could feel, you could just feel the pride we all had in America by the fact that we were walking one of its malls.
It was the most exciting thing I've ever been a part of. I loved every second of it. And I'm just, I'm so proud of the two of you for making this your New Year's resolution. And you're going to get out there every day, 2018, and walk the mall. And I just, I thought it was beautiful and I was choking back tears.
So will we make it to Friday and actually complete the Muser Mall walk?
Oh, yes. There's
that's
no
about
doubt.
About 50-50.
After that roaring start?
I did wake up this morning.
I may take a day off today.
And think, oh, God, I got to do this again today. On day two.
It's day two.
Yes,
you can't do
I
that.
I know it. On day two. And I had to remind myself, dude, you're an idiot. If you're already doing this on day two, you're already moaning about having to do this.
What about the walker's high? Did you not get one of those yesterday?
Oh, I was high all day.
Yeah,
that was mainly from smoking pot, though.
Now, keep in mind, you had a lot of P1s who were there yesterday who said, see you tomorrow.
That's right.
They're going to be back out there today. You cannot let them down.
They want to get fit with the musers and battle four children at the same time.
And I also heard from a lot of P1s who
maybe
missed
five
yesterday, and they're going to be there today.
Okay.
So if you missed the mall walk yesterday, you can join them today. It's going to be same time, 10:30 in front of the Peloton store.
North Park Center.
What are you guys doing today?
We're going to change it up today. We're going to change
it up
today. We're
going to go clockwise today.
No, we're going counterclockwise, but for a portion of it, I'm going to ride on Giorgio's shoulders, and then for another portion, he's going to ride on my shoulders.
Excellent.
Gosh, could you imagine what a spine crusher that would be if one of us tried to get on the other one's shoulders?
That'll make for so much excitement and fun.
It was so funny, and I cannot believe that many people showed up yesterday.
I can't either. That was shocking.
That is insane.
It was
crazy.
Great.
Thank you,
P1s. All the P1s were in a good mood. They had a lot of funny lines. You mentioned the funny signs. It was great.
We took tons of pictures with the P1s, including many babies. A lot of P1s are reproducing. And they got our picture with their babies that are laying there in their little bassinet, not knowing the idiots that surround them. The courageous idiots.
And P1 Terry tweeted yesterday, and he said, this thing would have gone so poorly had you not taken the reins, Junior. Hashtag grateful.
Oh,
and
vomit.
Terry, I appreciate you noticing, but it's about these two guys. This is not about me and my organization and my taking charge. Not about me. It's about these two. And I'm so proud of the two of you.
Oh, it's so gracious of you, Junior, to turn the spotlight back on us after you turned it on yourself. Time to update our tote board, gentlemen.
This is exciting.
Our exclusive campaign, the awareness campaign GoFundMe page. Our goal, $5,000. Our total, $171, the same amount as it was when I first updated you, David.
No one's taking it back.
But it's looking good.
That was so exciting.
It's looking good. We're only one day into this.
I like your write-up on the GoFundMe page, the awareness campaign, trademarked. And he writes, this world is fast-paced and challenging. That's why you need a radio show with total courage. The Musers are that show. We're the only radio show in North America dedicated to raising awareness for other awarenesses. Join us as we fight for the children of America and raise awareness for the awareness of other great causes. We are mall walking our way to a better you. So make the donation. Go to Twitter. Find the GoFundMe page.
Yes.
Come out today and walk with these two heroes. And don't focus on me so much like everybody wanted to yesterday. And
nobody wanted to do that.
Hailing me as the great organizer of the event. Focus on these two and their cause.
And the children.
Yeah, and
focus
the children.
On, mainly on the children.
And thanks to Scott Hensley for $5. Christopher Brown for $25. Preston DeLong gave $5. Will Farmer gave $6.
Why six?
That is,
just to one-up those guys.
Diana Quick, $10. I mean, look at these heroes. Aaron Wolf, $10. These are true American patriots that are donating to the awareness campaign.
Oh, you're making Craig cry.
Yeah, Junior's crying because names. We were talking about people other than himself.
Just more personal when you mention you names go. Like that.
Yeah.
All right, it's 6:46.
Now 9:17, time for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air.
You Gordon could make it, Craig.
Die.
Yeah.
Die.
Gosh. Well, he will soon. He's like 80 years old, isn't he, Woody yeah. Allen? Okay, does today's student at SMU know who Woody Allen is?
Now, there you may have something.
You mean that they wouldn't know him?
Yeah, because your first offer was Elvis, and I think they all know Elvis. But Woody Allen? Woody Allen, you might be on to something.
What if I said, I'm going to do an impersonation, and you tell me who this is? And then I just started that.
No way.
If I could, I'd love to go bowling with Kierkegaard.
Nobody would know, but if you did your Elvis for the SMU kids, they would know.
Hey, guys, it's me, Elvis.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
Not such a good one. All right. Speaking of music, you know who's going to sing the national anthem before the Super Bowl?
Yes, I did see this.
Okay.
Controversial?
I don't think so. I think this person has a very good voice. And it's someone that Giorgio has overrated in the past in the looks department.
Looking for
yeah, that guy.
not the looking for a city
Skittles?
Guy. Nope.
Michael McDonald.
One day I pray, I pray,
nope,
I pray.
Nope.
Pink.
Ah, yes, Pink. Yes.
George claimed her
to
be sexiest woman in the world.
When she first came out, and I was right about that.
No, you were ignoring the fact that she has severe BO.
You don't know that.
Oh, yes, she does.
Gallagher levels.
Gallagher level BO is what you would experience from Pink. Her armpits are basically fields of onions.
She's talented. I like her.
Huh. She's going to do the national anthem. And we're going to be there. I wonder which of us... actually, we're not staying over to the game, right? Because of travel restrictions.
Security.
Right. The NFL doesn't allow us to broadcast from the Super Bowl on Monday morning. I don't know why they tear down Radio Row. I've never understood it.
It's so
but that
confusing.
Forces our hand. We have to come back on Friday.
Right. How is it that no media spends the night on Sunday night?
When they're all at the game.
Right.
Yeah, they do, but I guess all they care about are the writers and the guys with network TV.
Ugh, it's so frustrating. So we won't get to witness Pink in person, which will be good for our nostrils.
Maybe a press conference, though.
That's right. They always have a press conference for the musical acts. And the halftime entertainment is?
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. JT.
JT. Yo.
And we will not get a question because the NFL knows who the ticket is, and they always block us. After many years of successfully asking questions at press conferences of the musical acts, now we are forbidden. Can you remember how many press conferences that we've done and ask a question that you can remember? How many can you remember?
A lot. You two.
Count out loud.
You two, Stevie Wonder.
Uh-huh.
Paul McCartney.
Yes. These are ones we ask questions at.
Corby got
Billy
one.
Joel, correct?
Yeah, wasn't Billy
that?
Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Corby got one in for Madonna?
Madonna,
no.
Yeah.
No, that was the one we were blocked from.
Okay, which was the one that... Oh, Fergie. He talked to Fergie. Yeah.
Right.
There's a female.
Fergalicious. That's five. There have to be more.
Did we do any Stones press conference?
Ooh.
We were there, but I don't know if we got a question in.
Did Rhines get one in for Tom Petty?
Ooh.
That sounds familiar.
Wait, it seems like Corby got one in, didn't
for
he?
Petty.
By saying, hey, my friend here has a Tom Petty cover
band?
Yes.
That's six. My guess is our streak was about 10.
Uh-huh. Which one was the best one? Was it when Rhines told Stevie Wonder to shut up?
Yes.
Because he was blind?
No question.
By a mile.
Well, all right. Well, maybe George can get the question in for Pink.
Yeah.
If she's part of the musical press conference, what would you ask her?
You'll have to tune in Super Bowl week and find out.
Would you ask her what she does to try to cut her BO in half?
No.
Hi, my name's Joyce. I mean, George. And you're the sexiest woman I've ever seen.
Pink, it's
and I love you.
My name's George Duncan from the, from AM. I'm sorry. I love you. I love you so much. So much. I don't mind BO. Make sweet love. I love your placenta. Will you say that? Wait, I dare you to say that to her, Giorgio.
No, I'm not going to say that to her. I have too much respect for
her.
Well,
a dare that you actually paid off on was when I dared you to go mall walking with me this year, and you started it, and yesterday was our first day, a wild success, thanks to the P1s who showed up at North Park Center yesterday at 10:30 a.m. in front of the Peloton store. And they walked with us.
It was the greatest thing I've ever been a part of.
For 1.73 grueling miles, they walked with us. They stuck with it. And at the end, there were people that were sweating.
Yeah.
We don't just mall walk just casually and lazily. No, no, no. When we mall walk, we mall walk. And we were doing it for charity, for the awareness campaign, and I've tweeted out a link to our GoFundMe page. If you would like to donate to our cause, we are raising awareness for awareness, the only charity that we know of that does this. Would you like to know what our total is towards our $5,000 goal as of this very moment?
Yes.
Yeah, it was 171
right.
Earlier.
Wait. Let's check the tote board. It's 171 this morning. Right now it is $527.
Whoa. Oh my God.
Wow. Yes, yeah, so thanks to Steve Thompson, Nick Nolan, Ross Petrie, Daniel Garcia, Tom Haruska, Roy McClurg, Dan Huff, tons of P1s, and of course, they all make funny comments on our GoFundMe page, thanking us for what we're doing to our bodies. Asking why there isn't a drop-down menu to donate $8 DAR. Bunch of time-wasting comments. But so far, $527 to $5,000. Will we get there before the end of business Friday?
Yes. You guys are mall walking into charitable history.
That has never been said before.
And by the way, Roy McClurg, you mentioned he's Roy from Sports World from year one. He's been a P1 since day one. And I love his message that he appreciated the one true muser and the courage shown by Craig Miller yesterday was astounding.
You are not the true muser. You didn't mall walk with
us. I want to say this, that since I'm kind of in charge of the thing, I just want everybody
not
to know
charge.
It's not about me. It's about these two.
Stop making it about
and
you,
the
then.
The courage that they're showing and what they're putting their bodies through. It was unbelievable to watch the pain and the suffering yesterday. These two
so
guys mall walking.
It's kind of like watching
suffering.
The tour.
It's watching. Very much like watching the tour. And you're back at it today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Back you're at it today. Right back 10:30 a.m. in front of the Peloton store in North Park Center. Now, the Peloton store is near Dillard's. And we walk counterclockwise, so our rear ends will be facing the dill.
Right.
The dill will be pointed right at our rear ends as we walk forward.
That's about the fifth time you've tried it.
What?
That joke.
What's the joke? I don't.
It's a joke.
That's what I was wondering, too.
Well, what do you mean?
Why do you think it's a joke?
Sound like he's
mall walking?
Directions.
It's not a joke. We're doing this for real.
Okay.
Hey, I had a tip for you guys. You know, to mix it up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You could go to the upper level today.
Yeah, why don't we walk up an escalator or just, start
it's not
up
as
there.
Big on the upper level.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It doesn't go
much
all the way
shorter,
around.
Yeah. Much shorter track.
You could do a half a lap or something up there just to mix it up,
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that. You know what we ought to do, Giorgio, since the P1s follow us, we can just go wherever we want. We could veer off into the parking lot. We can walk through some bushes. Go by the dumpsters.
Take a lap through a store if
you
want to.
Yeah, why not? We can do that. All right, 10:30 a.m. this morning. Join us as we walk across America within a mall.
Hey, by the way,
I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies.
Yesterday, I told the P1s to give you guys a little room. You know, I didn't want them getting in front of you. Or that wasn't a problem because you guys were hauling ass.
That's Gordo. Yeah, today we need to throttle back.
So if the P1s are coming out, and we encourage them all to come out, and we had a lot of them yesterday that are going to mall walk again today, and some who missed yesterday who've pledged to be there today, the more the merrier. We welcome everybody. I'll tell you today, crowd these guys if you can.
Oh.
Or be prepared to walk at a little quicker pace, or feel free to take shortcuts or to just find
pass
a stationary location. Yeah,
well,
pass them.
Well, George is my domestique, And so you're responsible for getting my water, repairing my shoes, if that happens. my shoes go bad, you may have to give me your shoes.
We'll never do that.
We just don't want Gordon abandoning.
Right. You don't want me abandoning, because I'm the odds-on favorite. I've already won the first stage.
We're not racing.
I'm in yellow.
Moron. We're not racing.
Don't call me a moron.
And just because you
won
two quick steps at the end and go, come on, right, to win. That's not how competition works.
All right. Well, for a touching tribute to yesterday's incredible event, we encourage you to listen to this montage, some P1 reaction from the Musers Mall Walk yesterday.
I actually called in today and told my boss, hey, look, there's an important event, groundbreaking event happening today, and we need to be a part of it.
I did have to have courage to get out here. My husband was like, you have to go. I said, I don't know, I can't have anybody to go with me.
We are thrilled to have the Musers. We love them, and we support mall walking, obviously.
Huge energy, major courage, excitement throughout the mall.
It's good to be here and having fun at North Park.
If they want to mock me, let them go ahead. But all I know is I'm feeling great and I'm getting my metabolism revved up.
It's a great place to walk because the floors are level.
Been P1s for about 10 years, or at least for me, yes. And I may or may not have taken the day off to be a part of Muser Mall Walk.
I just want to ask, do you feel like you've been part of history today? And you probably did your daughter a service by having her out here for this momentous occasion.
Yeah, it's her biggest moment of her first year of life, I think.
And she's only 4 months old?
Right.
She's had Christmas, Thanksgiving, but that all pales in comparison to the mall walk.
This is it.
Is that not beautiful?
Beautiful.
Is that not inspirational? Doesn't that make you want to tackle your goals for this year like we are? We're doing it for the kids. We're doing it for America.
Great music choice there, Sean.
Doing it for justice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was that brought tears to my eyes. And yesterday, I was just so excited watching this thing unfold, and I admire the two of you so much. And what you're doing is just
once again, you're making it about you. You're giving us all your reactions to it, Craig. Are you going to be there today?
No. Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'll be there today. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Are you kidding me? It's the most exciting thing I've ever been a part of.
You know what? That's a good point. I shouldn't be selfish. Junior, you go in my stead today. I want you to experience this.
No, it's not about me stealing the spotlight. This is your bit, the two of you. I'm kind of in charge, but it's your deal.
Okay, we'll see if anyone abandons today. It's the second stage of the five-stage mall walk.
So grueling.
At least five.
Yeah, we can keep going.
I'm predicting you guys are going to make this a daily thing, that you're going to get in the rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to love being in shape and the high of walking.
Yeah, we have a walker's high at the end of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, Monday next week could come around, and if we didn't walk, I don't think we'd know what to do with ourselves.
Exactly.
We'd be so confused because we're out of our routine.
The pro athlete who retires at 35, and now what?
Yeah, now what? Depression sets in. Today, 10:30 in front of the Peloton store, North Park Center. See the P1s there.
Awesome. Very, very exciting. That's the corner, 9:31 on the ticket. But first, it's the observation deck with Gordo, brought to us by A1 Air.
Well, Craig, I'm surprised I'm here today after yesterday's blistering pace in the Musers Mall Walk at North Park Center. We did it for the second day, and I'm with you, Giorgio. It does feel like we've done this longer than just 2 days.
It does. I feel like we've done at least five.
So yesterday we get out there at 10:30. The crowd there greets us. We had to tell them, no, we don't want to ride on your shoulders the whole way. We need to walk some of this, okay? And so we got down. We had our the shotgun went off, and we went off around 10:30. And we improved our distance yesterday over the previous day. I went 3 or 4 laps. How many laps was it? 3 laps?
I want to say 4.
4 laps.
You did 4 yesterday.
Right. And you guys did over 3 laps.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a very fast pace. And I noticed no one was walking with me except for this mystery woman. And she kept up. She was probably only like 5 foot tall, too.
Didn't I hear her say she had run a marathon?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was a runner.
Yeah.
And she'd already done her morning run that morning and came down and said that her her husband was a big Musers P1, and they wake up on their radio alarm clock every morning to this show. And so she decided to come down and walked with me, and then we talked for a little bit, and then we talked the whole way.
By the way,
but
if you want,
never got her name.
If you want photographic support, since I'm kind of in charge of the thing, I was there again yesterday taking pictures, and I put a bunch on Twitter at Junior_Miller, and there are some photos showing the gap that you and this woman got over George and the rest of the field. Now I'm wondering, did that cause any discontent between the two of you, since your part of the New Year's resolution was the two of you were going to walk together and bond? But you quickly left George behind.
Well, yes, I attacked early.
Yeah, and
but
I
figured he would have chased me down by the end of it.
No, I looked ahead and went, that's all right. Let him go if he wants to go. No, I had a good time walking with the P1s. I was walking for the P1s.
Obviously, I was as well. And it was a good time. We simplified the route a little bit. I didn't go through every one of those little nooks and crannies. And we just kind of kept going straight. And did you ever cut across some areas to keep closer to us? I didn't know if people were cutting across areas.
Somewhere. No, the only one was the one that when you and I were walking together in the first lap, going through that dining area, I didn't think that was really a good idea.
Yeah, we had to skip that area next time around because tables were crowded with people, and they didn't want all these P1s walking through there,
yeah,
looking, flooding the zone.
There was a regrouping at one point, and I think that's when you all stopped to refuel when Lila brought us food.
Right. Yes. You're so talented! Lila brought us food from Norma's, and she gave me a piece of pie, and I took that with me, and I walked a lap while eating a piece of pie that had so much whipped cream on it.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is that he set that pace while eating a piece of pie.
Yeah. Very cross purposes there, but boy, was it good.
Fresh pies.
Dang, that was good.
Right.
I know. So the question is, in those 4 fast-paced laps that I did, do you think I worked off enough calories to offset that piece of pie?
Ooh. You ate the whole
Not
thing?
At all.
Yeah.
I don't think so. No.
I don't think so. And it
probably not.
It goes to show you, people don't realize how much exercise it would take to offset their bad eating. Basically, most of health comes down to eating, not exercise. It comes down to eating.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so people think, oh, well, I exercise this morning, I can splurge and have this piece of pie. Well, you just almost wiped out the benefits of that exercise. Almost. So, yeah, 4 laps, and then we're going to go for 5 laps today, if we did 4 laps yesterday.
And we got very special plans today.
And, yes, we do have special plans because we have a celebrity walker, don't we?
Well, number one, we're doing it early today so that we
the big news.
We can carry the mall walking live here on the ticket. It's going to start at 9:15 in Gordo's Corner. Now, a lot of people are saying the mall doesn't open until 10. The mall actually opens at 8:30. For mall walkers.
Really?
Yes. The stores don't open until 10, but the mall will be open. So it's an early start today. So if you want to join these two heroes, you can get out there around 9. We're going to start walking at 9:15. I'm going to stay here at the mothership to kind of hold things down since I'm kind of in charge.
Oh, please.
And I'll do the Brian Jones segment. We'll talk about the national title game. And then we're going to throw it at 9:15 for the corner live to you two heroes. And you guys will be mall walking, and so the P1s are welcome to join. Yes, the mall will be open, but there's only one entrance that's open, and it's the entrance by the Dill, between the Dill and Maggiano's.
Okay.
I need to quit calling it that. Dillard's and Maggiano's.
Dillard's. Yeah, people call it the Dill.
Which is
Nobody
perfect, because
that.
That's basically where we start at the Peloton store right by Dillard's.
So yeah, start early today. We'll be there at 9:15. Now, why does the mall open early like that? Is it just because they want to be so friendly to mall walkers because they feel like mall walkers will become shoppers?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think they do it for mall walkers.
Because to me, it's unbelievable how much North Park embraces the mall walker.
They're everywhere.
Well, and I think they should because now as a mall walker, I didn't realize they had that many varieties of stores there. It made me want to shop at some of those places.
It's a great mall, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great mall. Yeah. And I could see why if you were a mall walker, and especially if you got there early where they open it up for you, that, yes, you would be loyal to that mall.
All right, so I am Luke Mallwalker. You are Walker Texas Rayleigh. I believe, Craig, you're Walkahana. Also, Darth Mallwalker is available. That name is available for those Star Wars fans.
It's so exciting, and I'm so happy for the two of you and proud of the two of you.
That's what Craig kept saying yesterday. He was proud of all of us, that there was so much talent. When he would take a picture of all the mall walkers, he would go, man, there's just so much talent in this photo.
It's true.
And I do encourage everyone to go to Junior's Twitter feed and look at his sports portraiture, because he really, his sports portraits are so moving.
The whole event has been moving. I can't believe that there's been this much excitement and emotion and fireworks in the first 2 days. We still have three more days to go. And it's been beautiful to watch the two of you bond and raise awareness and bond with the P1s.
Yeah,
and
you said that part.
It's beautiful to see the P1s right. who've turned out, and we had several who came out for a second day in a row, and they're going to make it today for a third day in a row. And I've never been in charge of a more exciting event.
You're not in charge of anything.
A more exciting event in my life.
If you were in charge of this, you would know how close we are to our goal, and you do not know that.
I do know.
I have that figure.
I, in fact, do have that figure, but I will turn it over to you.
Let's look at the tote board, shall we? Here, after 2 days of our 5-day, possibly longer, mall walk, we had a $5,000 goal, and so far the awareness campaign on our GoFundMe page has raised $939. Whoa!
That is just so incredible.
Man.
That makes me want to cry.
And so thanks to Zippy Limp Condom, who donated money, and all the others. Clint Hunt also has donated. There's a lot of interesting people who've donated and put interesting messages on our GoFundMe page. And we will announce what we will do with all this awareness at the end of the campaign of our choosing.
How are you guys feeling physically?
You know, I feel great except for my right foot. Right on the... what is this? This is the ball of your foot, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Where you have the plantar fasciitis?
Well, that's hurting. I don't know if it's plantar fasciitis, but it's some sort of tremendous injury that I'm suffering there. So I'm just going to, right before we take off, I'm going to see if the Peloton store has all sorts of cortisone shots, and I'm just going to really dope up that one foot.
I love to watch events where there's human suffering, and that's why I think I love this event so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'll see if my pace girl shows up, because she keeps me company through her thick Spanish accent.
All right, very exciting, very exciting. Today, North Park, early start if you want a mall walk with these two champions. 9:15 in front of the Peloton store. Remember, the only entrance that's open for North Park that early is between Dillard's and Maggiano's on the south side. And you guys are going to have a special guest star walking with you for the second half of this walk.
Yes.
Second half of it?
Yeah, they won't be there.
The walk is not that long.
Well, you know what? Actually, I think
he's there at the beginning.
Yeah, I think they are going to show up at 9:15 and walk with you. Yeah.
I don't know who this is. Y'all haven't told me who this is.
It's so exciting that I can barely even say it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Congratulations. 2 days in the books, 3 to go. Hashtag Musers Mall Walk.
I won stage 2 as well. Still in yellow.
Not a competition.
Yep.
All right. It's 9:16 here on The Ticket. You're listening to a special edition of The Musers, Wednesday morning, January 10th, and we are about to make history. It's time for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air. And joining us from North Park Center is the great Gordo, along with Giorgio. And Gordo, for the first time in the history of this radio station, we are about to carry mall walking live. Come in.
Yeah. I don't think there's any other sports station in America that actually has carried mall walking live.
Nope.
We're going to be the first. This is record breaking. Now, I can report that we have the one true muser here at North Park Center, and that's me.
No, I'm actually back here
Giorgio,
at the station.
nowhere to be found.
What's his deal?
Giorgio is MIA. I have no idea. I have no idea. I know that when we left the station, I went into the restroom, and he was in the stall, and there was a lot of grunting, and it sounded like a slaughterhouse in there. I don't know what was happening. So Giorgio has not made it yet. So I guess, do we need to wait for him in order to start?
I guess
we gotta
so.
Wait for George, don't we?
This is the third day of the Musers Mall Walk, and he's been late to two of the three.
Right. And normally I'm the one that's supposed to be late. And it's George this time. All right, we see him. We do have visual confirmation of him being alive on this earth. And he's walking, somewhat labored walking towards us as he approaches. Listen to this, Junior. Hey, P1s, make noise. Make noise. You can hear it. Hear that?
Wow, good crowd.
Yeah, no kidding. We have a lot of these. Giorgio thinks they're cheering for him. I just wanted them to cheer where you could hear them, Junior. But a lot of the same P1s that have made it all 3 days so far.
Good.
So this is commitment. I'm about ready to call these the P1, the Hot Fry P1s of the week.
Yes.
But that's your domain. All right, joining me right now in Gordo's Corner is George Duncan, who is the...
it's Dunham.
Dunham,
yeah.
Who is the... You're like the Grand Marshal of Ticket? What is that?
No, I work at the Ticket.
Okay, that is a sports station of some kind.
That is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, now, Giorgio, you look like you've got a different bit of attire here that you're going with.
Yeah, I just decided to wear a golf shirt and a different pair of sweats. I do have a knee brace on today, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, my knee's hurting like a mama bear. Yeah, so I thought I'd put a brace on it today.
Have you been thoroughly checked out by race officials?
I had Killer take a look at it.
Oh.
He seems to think it's okay.
Killer? His IQ's barely above 70.
Hey, that's my doctor you're talking to there.
They couldn't execute Killer if he got the death penalty because of his IQ.
No, come on.
All right,
how are we going to do that? That's
this is so
work.
Real stuff. All right, Junior, explain how we're broadcasting here, okay? Giorgio and I have headsets, and we're going through this little mixer that is broadcasting via cell phone. Now, in order for us to walk and broadcast at the same time, Jason Killer Kellison, our engineer, is going to be following us while holding a mixer and about 100 feet of cable.
Wow. Okay.
It looks so bad.
And this is going to work. This is going to stay
broadcasting
as we walk all the way around the mall, or we have to stay like over here?
No, you can walk the entire mall. I did
it's
it like
cellular,
four times
so
yesterday.
It's like
okay.
If you're on your cell phone, whatever coverage that is.
Wow. I need you guys to put this in your pants, though.
What?
Oh, I'd gladly put that in my pants, Killer. Thank you.
Killer just handed George a large black cylindrical object that looks a little...
Oh, they're cords, Gordon. They're cords.
Okay.
Cables.
I need you to do it too, Gordon.
What just happened?
Put this in your pants?
Not down the front of your pants.
Okay.
Just in your pocket.
All right. Are we ready to start, P1s?
I really need to put this in my pants?
Or hold on to it.
No, just hold on to it.
Okay, day three of the Musers Mall Walk. We're doing this for the awareness campaign. We have set up a GoFundMe page. You can go to my Twitter account. Gordon Keith is my Twitter name, as well as my real name.
All right, somebody is tripping. Now we got cable strung out.
This is not going to work, Killer.
Go.
Look at this. What, don't tell us go. I'm still setting it up.
Yeah, I'm in charge
here. And we've already raised close to $1,000, Junior. Do you have the updated totals? I don't know if you have that in front of you.
Yes, in fact, I can get you those updated totals very quickly.
Okay. Junior checking our GoFundMe page. Our goal is $5,000. So far, we are at...
A grand total so far of $1,047. We are into four figures.
$1,047. We've broken into four digits. And Giorgio, you still haven't made your contribution yet.
Well, I'm not going to contribute. I'm just
walking. Okay, well, we might as well start the walk now. All right. Okay, let's start,
right,
P1s.
Don't trip, Killer.
Okay.
Now you can't.
Already, I'm having to
like
adjust my pace because Killer.
That's good. These are like reins to rein you in.
Okay, come up beside me, Giorgio.
You walk too dang fast.
We can do incredible broadcasting together.
I'm also wearing my good luck visor from the football season, Junior.
Oh, good. Is Gene there again? Walking
white,
with you, Gene.
Argyle,
Gene's
here in a Cole Beasley uniform.
Oh, that's
Gene's
great.
Gene's here. All right, we're passing the Victoria's Secret right now, Giorgio. Look at that.
Yeah, I may go there later.
Look at that.
Just to take a look.
That's nice.
You know,
go in there and pick up a little something.
Guys, we've been getting a lot of people wondering about how this started, and since we have a little time while you're walking, this started organically over a week ago in the observation deck with Gordo, And he said that, you know, New Year's resolution, maybe do some exercise, get in shape. And somehow mall walking got introduced, that we thought that George and Gordon should start mall walking together, not only as a New Year's resolution, a form of exercise, but as a way to bond and come up with ideas, you know, for the show and things like that. And so it just grew into what is the most exciting thing that we've ever done in the history of this station, and I'm just beside myself with emotion.
Yeah, I don't want to tear up when talking about this, but
you won't.
When we started, I had no idea that it would become what it's become.
All right, and I'm gassed. Can we go get a pizza down at Maggiano's real quick?
Just now past Macy's. That's our first checkpoint. I don't have the splits right now, Giorgio. Do you have that?
Yeah, we're looking good.
Okay.
We're ahead of yesterday's
pace. Oh, I forgot to start my timer.
Oh, I'm so labored.
Fudge.
Yeah, is George okay?
I don't know.
George!
He sounds like he's in trouble.
What do you mean you don't know?
Each day feels worse. Day one, I felt great.
It's supposed to get better.
Yesterday, I felt like fart, and today, I feel the same way.
Oh, no.
What? I don't...
Yeah.
How are you guys... Are the P1s keeping pace, or have you left them behind?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Gordon's falling ass again. Well,
yeah, everyone's keeping up.
Pull back on that cable and slow Gordo down.
It's not supposed to be used as a ring. And already, look at this, Giorgio, as we're walking through North Park Center here, before any store is even open,
look at all these.
It's still
walkers.
Filled with people.
Yeah, a lot of mall walkers. This
mall
is a big
walkers,
deal.
Loiterers.
There's
human
a guy
trash.
Listening to the ticket while mall walking.
Hey, is our special guest I'm with you, or are you packaging that?
I haven't seen him yet.
No, we haven't seen the special guest yet.
Okay, that's coming up at 9:35, I believe.
Yeah, very special guest.
Yeah, and I announced to the P1s here who the special guest was.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I don't want to get into their reaction.
Were they disappointed?
There was an audible groan, Junior.
Okay, we're almost through. About got it. And...
What?
Boom.
What do you
Day
mean,
three
boom?
Complete.
No.
There it is.
No.
Got to shorten it a little bit for airtime, so.
Nope.
Thanks for being with us, P1s.
We haven't even got to our second checkpoint.
Got 35 minutes left.
The second anchor store.
We're going 40 today?
What's that?
Are we going 40?
No, we're going to do 5 complete revolutions.
Oh.
And however long that takes.
That'll be about 40 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, because yesterday, you all right, George?
That wasn't me. That was killer.
Oh, this is
the chicane.
Uncomfortable. Yeah.
Well, no one's eating this morning.
We all have to walk through a cafe setting.
Boy, my props
I like
to
this
Killer.
Though, you,
yeah, this is going to be bad for Killer. I don't trust this.
You all right, Killer?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're going to hook a chair, Killer.
I got it.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, this is going to be the last time we go down here.
You know what? Props to Killer, though, because it sounds great. The quality is great.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at the confusion we're getting from the Nordstrom E-Bar.
I'll take a pumpkin spice.
No, George, we're not ordering.
A banana bread.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Be back to pick it up in a bit. Awesome. Got an order in?
I can't believe.
Junior, are there any technical details you're curious about?
Well, I first...
Such as what type of knee brace George is using.
Yeah, let's talk more about the
ones.
Knee brace. Is this yeah. something like Jalen Smith was wearing this season?
No, it's not that cumbersome, I don't think. It's just one of those ace wraps, you know? That
like a drugstore special?
Hug your knee. Yeah, it's a knee hugger.
Oh, okay.
I'm wearing nut huggers.
Doggone, Gordon, you are hauling.
I'm not going as fast as we were yesterday.
I don't know. Here's the marathon walker to your
Oh,
left.
She's back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our Spanish-speaking marathon walker.
I could translate if you want. Try Donde Está La Biblioteca.
Do we have an extra headset?
The killer's got a headset.
Yeah, give it to... No, come on. Get on the
yeah,
air.
Come
we
on.
Want to talk to you. We talked about you earlier. Grab that headset.
Hola.
Now, she speaks English, too, George.
Oh, I thought she only spoke Spanish.
No. What's your name again?
Hola, señorita.
I could not remember your name.
Well, I didn't tell you my name.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
What was it?
Rosie.
What, it was Rosie?
Yes.
What's it now?
It's still Rosie.
Oh, still Rosie.
Oh, still
okay. Fair enough. Yeah, you kept up with me the whole way yesterday.
Just a little bit.
And you're not very tall, are you?
No.
How tall are you?
5'3".
How tall are you in English, though? I mean, like in Spain, you're 5'3", but how tall are you here?
160.
160. I don't understand what we just talked about.
1 meter, 60 centimeters.
Giorgio told me that he has a crush on you.
I did not. I did not say that.
He told
don't
me.
Don't make it uncomfortable. This is 2018.
This is so me too.
This is sexual harassment on your part, because I did not say
told
that.
Me
but you did.
That he stared
therefore
a hole
you,
in your ass.
No. Therefore, you are the harasser, sir.
No.
And I don't appreciate it.
No, not
and
true.
And neither does Rosie.
How you doing, sir? Good.
Oh, man.
Boy, people out here cheering
we've
us on.
We've got to slow it down before somebody has
we're not slowing. We're not going as fast as we were yesterday, Jordan.
Yes, we are. You're going faster.
No, no. We got to make
my
good time.
My shins say you're going faster.
We got to make good time.
Shins.
Yeah, there you go, killer. Give me a little more slack, and I'll drop back a little bit here. That a boy. That a baby.
No. Yeah. It's not going to be a case where you and I are separated by 100 feet of cable.
That a boy. That way I can count. Oh, Gordo.
Are you approaching one full lap yet?
Yeah.
No, we're not.
3/4 of the way.
We just passed Neiman Marcus, which is the third check-in point, right?
This is so
we
exciting.
We started at Dill. We go by Macy's.
Not that exciting. We're walking.
Now we pass Neiman Marcus. They're rounding Burberry. They are rounding Burberry.
If you're just tuning in, we're carrying George and Gordon mall walking live. It's the first time in the history of sports radio that mall walking has been carried live. This is part of their New Year's resolution to bond and to get some exercise, and it's going unbelievably well.
People just tuning in must think that they're listening to live coverage of Giorgio giving a sperm sample.
Always has to go there with you, doesn't it? Always talking about sperm.
If you just imagine that that's what's happening, it's very
nobody's
funny.
Imagining that.
Uh-huh.
Not one person. All right, sooner or later we're going to run out of slack between my cable to killer and then killer's cable to you. There you go, killer. Slow him down, a boy. Whoa, Messi.
Did you say, whoa, Messi?
Messi.
Oh,
Messi.
I thought you had an accident.
I enjoy your
broadcast.
Humor. I'm not. I'm enjoying
right,
your
here
humor.
We go.
You're hilarious.
We are now getting close to Dillard's Jr.
One lap.
First lap. Dan, did you start keeping time?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
Junior,
we're 28
because I started,
minutes.
But I started late.
You guys have
and
been
I know
walking.
We were clocking about.
You've been walking for almost 9 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I was about to say, we were doing 9-minute laps yesterday.
And we're pretty close. 9.5 for this one.
1P1 says, George sounds like Mark Cuban on the Stairmaster.
Yeah, you want me to answer Mav questions?
And I can report that Rosie is absolutely keeping up.
Well, she's a marathon runner.
Well, but she's not a walker, not a mall walker. It's a totally different set of muscles.
Yeah. Different discipline altogether.
And I noticed when Rosie showed up, George did drop back behind us. So
yeah, because I don't want to keep your stupid-ass pace.
Once again, for the view.
Hey, are you guys hydrating?
Yeah, I got some Core with me.
Good.
And the I'm ultimate coffee.
The ultimate in hydration.
Okay, here we are, Junior. We are now passing the Peloton store.
One lap.
For officially one lap.
All right, one more to go. We can do it.
We're running out of cord here, killer. Come on.
How are the P1s doing behind you?
Beautifully. Look at this crowd. That's unbelievable.
This may be the biggest crowd we've had.
That is unbelievable. Yeah. Look at these people. And they're all Americans, except for Rosie. No, you're American now, aren't you, Rosie? Yeah, she's American now. Yeah, these are all true American patriots. All right, now, Rosie, my goal is to increase the pace with each lap.
No. You're losing me then.
Because we need to.
I'm going
to
put this old gal on left of me on the headset.
We're looking. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
That's great crowd support. This is so exciting.
Oh, such crowd support. It is amazing. Because we want to eventually get up to a, or get down to a 7-minute lap.
This is what ticks me off. This is what the Musers Mall walk is turning into. Hi, I'm Gordon Keith. Watch how fast I can walk. No one gives an S, so slow your mother hubbard
Giorgio,
butt down.
Everybody else out here is walking faster than me.
No, they're not.
Well, I mean, not you, but I'm saying everybody else.
Let me put it up to the P1s. Hey, is Gordo walking too fast? Yeah, see?
Well,
total
maybe
P1 support.
We split off into groups.
Yeah, but we can't split
good.
Today.
You go with the overachiever group. I'll hang back here with
we
normal people.
Because of the on-air product, we need to keep that in mind. You guys need to walk together today. You can't be split.
Yeah,
you got to walk together.
We are.
So,
that's not important to Gordo. He wants to show everyone how fast he is.
Adjust your paces accordingly.
I'm not going that fast, dude.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, we're going to let you guys work this out because we're going to take a very short pause.
It's about to come to blows here at the mall walk.
And then coming up next, when we rejoin George and Gordo at North Park Center with the P1s and the mall walk, they will introduce a very special guest. That's next on The Ticket. This segment is brought to us by Maker's Mark and by Albertsons. It's 9:37 on The Ticket as we return to North Park Center. For the first time in the history of sports radio, mall walking is being carried live. George and Gordon, as part of their New Year's resolution, they're going to mall walk every day, and the P1s are joining them. How's it going? How many laps have you completed now, guys?
Whew. We're almost through two, I believe, aren't we?
Yeah.
Are we getting up on it? Yeah, there's Dillard's right there.
For day 13, we're doing really well.
Day three.
Our face is right in the dill, in the front of the Dillard's.
Has your special guest shown up?
Oh, yeah. We got him.
Well, introduce him. Tell us who he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Dallas Morning News and SportsDayDFW.com, it's David Moore.
Wow.
Wait,
walking with us.
Special guest?
Yeah.
How did you guys land David?
Jerk. Well,
told him he had to be here.
Got a good producer.
Yeah, Fernando gave me no choice. But this is a remarkable scene. It's very much like Forrest Gump, where he's running across country.
Mm-hmm.
I think when Gordo gets to the Forever 21 and just stops and walks away,
yeah,
this will be done.
It's underrated brand humor there. I like it. I like it. Nice.
Well, David, you got news on Will McClay for us?
Yeah, not surprising, but he was cleared to talk to Houston. There was some confusion in the media over the weekend whether or not they actually made contact with him and requested an interview. He then issued a statement saying, look, if they do contact me, I'll let everyone know what I'm going to do then out of respect for the Cowboys, the Texans, and also the process. Well,
The process.
They love the process at the Star.
Oh, yeah.
And so now that is official. The Texans have begun interviews. They requested to speak to Will McClay, and he's informed them that he wants to stay with the Cowboys.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, I think that's essential for them this offseason. When you put together their list of what needs to happen, you tend to focus more on personnel, what will happen with Dez Bryant, how will you handle DeMarcus Lawrence's situation, what will you do in the draft? But keeping Will McClay in place and the communication that he's developed between the personnel, the coaching staff, and the scouting department has you've really seen the benefits, I think, of that this past season.
You're listening to the first ever Ranch Report being carried live while mall walking. It's David with George and Gordo out at North Park. What kind of walker is David, guys? Does he look like he knows what he's doing?
Solid. Oh, yeah. He's got a good stride to him.
In between. I'm in between the two show hosts here. Yeah. I'm trying to bridge the gap.
Yeah, what's the current situation?
Supinates or pronates?
Again, Gordo wanting to draw attention to himself and his walking expertise is leading the pack. And George is here for the reason he should be here, just to get some exercise.
Yeah, on air,
enjoy
walking
the
with the P1s. Right.
You know, if this whole thing was bonding between the two of them, I really question how much bonding is going on since I've been here.
What are you talking about? We're tied together. How much more bonding can you get?
Yeah.
It's tons of bondage going on.
David, have you ever mall walked before?
Craig, who among us hasn't mall walked before?
How else are you going to get around a mall?
Okay, that's a good point.
Though?
That's a
back
good point.
The, back in the days of Valley Ranch, you would go up to Vista Ridge. You and Ed Werder would walk around to get some exercise.
Me and Ed would go around. I would sprint to Mrs. Fields Cookies.
Yeah.
He would go to Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
It was a special relationship. I also like how the people here are interacting with this group.
Wow, that guy's got a golf cart.
Some are very,
hey, buddy.
Some are very supportive.
Right here.
Can't ride the
right
golf
here.
Cart.
Medic.
That violates the spirit of mall walking.
Well, we're getting so much
protocol right now.
Getting so much feedback from the P1s. One P1 says this is his favorite event that we've ever done, reminiscent of when
David Burrell was on foot covering the Byron Nelson golf tournament and was out of breath calling in his live reports. Another says angry, out of breath George is his new favorite character on the ticket.
Not a character.
Another saying this is the greatest thing we've ever done, and another commending me for being kind of in charge of the whole thing. So thank you, sir.
You had nothing to do with this.
I think it's going really well.
If it weren't for you, Craig, I think everyone knows that.
Thank you, David.
You're the mastermind.
It's just so exciting. I can't believe how exciting this whole thing is.
Passing the Apple Store. Boy, there's a line of people waiting to get in the Apple Store.
Yeah.
They got some kind of sale going on.
Seems like there always is.
Yeah, what kind of looks are you guys getting as you're walking with broadcast equipment?
What's that, Junior?
What kind of looks? Doing the heavy lifting here today.
What kind of looks are you getting as you're walking with broadcast equipment?
It's
weird
very
ones.
Odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are looking at us. I don't know. They don't understand what's going on.
Some are very supportive.
Others
look with disdain and shake their heads.
Most are taking pictures.
Boy, look at Gene. Just made a move on the inside, and Gene is moving up the pack right now in his Cole Beasley uniform.
Yeah, he is the oldest mall walker we have in our group, correct?
I think so. Hey, David, what did you think of Cole Beasley's rap?
Glad you mentioned that, George, because tonight on Intentional Grounding with noted music historian and critic Robert Wolanski, we will listen to Cole's rap and discuss it and maybe have a little surprise, too.
Uh-oh,
what's going on?
What happened?
We lost him?
What just happened?
I'm here.
Oh, Gene
is here.
Hey!
Do you have any questions for David Moore, cowboy expert?
No, I don't think so.
No one does, Gene.
I don't know. I won't comment on that one. So how you guys doing? Okay at the studio?
Yeah, we're doing. Hi, Gene. Good to hear you.
Good. Nice scene. Yeah, okay. Listen, I'll give it back to George.
No, come on, Gene.
Oh, okay. What else do you want? What do you want to talk about? UFOs? I got plenty of VHS tapes at home that have UFOs on them for the last 40 years I've been recording. And it's amazing what life is out there.
You know, David Moore's been abducted, Gene.
Really? But he's
but not probed like George.
Hey, listen, no, what?
They just wanted to talk to me.
Right, sure. Hey, listen, you
they're
know,
cowboy it's, fans.
It's a lot to be said on all that stuff, guys. You know, I believe it all. I'm the biggest conspiracy guy in town. But that's what I do. That's what I enjoy: collecting records and UFO tapes and stuff like that.
How did you get here this morning, Gene? Did you get a ride?
Susie. My friend Susie took me.
Now, Susie's the younger woman that you've been palling around with all week.
I know, yeah. But she's happily married, so it's no hanky-panky going on, buddy.
And how is your love life, Gene? You still active in the...
Oh, yes, yeah. Here, a date here.
The
and
pants?
There. I'm having a good time, you know. Living life, getting used to being, you know, enjoying. Good. But I'm doing fine.
Good.
It's great, great.
Yeah?
So, anything else you want to discuss?
Have you ever gotten on Tinder?
Excuse me?
Have you ever gotten on Tinder?
No.
Do you know what that is? It's one of those dating apps where you can hook up with people?
Oh, okay. No, I never have seen because, you know, I'm like 30 years behind in the times. I just got a little cell phone.
Really? I couldn't tell with the VHS thing.
Oh, yeah, VHS. That's my lifeblood there. Do you have, you know?
That's a weird thing to claim as a lifeblood. But you know? So, Gene,
what?
You've made it here all three mornings.
Yes.
What time do you have to get going to get down here?
No, I don't think. Excuse me, sir?
At what time do you have to get going in the morning to get down
I get up with you guys at 5:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Great.
Do my exercise, do a little run, and then my friend picks me up, and we've been having a good time laughing. It's really been nice, you know.
And you're in fantastic shape for a 71-year-old man.
Well, you know, I'm active. You know, I've been doing it, you know, since I left the service. So it's been with me. It's my major addiction, kiddo.
And you told us something interesting off the air about your father. Do you mind sharing that on the air?
Well, you know, my father was, you know, he was a great fella. In them days, it was corporal punishment, so anytime I did something out of the ordinary, I got whacked and smacked. And, you know, he was a great guy, but he was so connected with all different
great guy,
people.
But beat the hell out of him.
Well, you know, hey, listen, I deserve most of the time.
No, but, Gene, but that, you're so sweet.
But that was the days of corporal punishment, you know. Anything could... You know, I mean, everyone was getting beat up here and there. But better,
yeah, Gordon.
It was better. We learned to respect people, you know.
Yeah, but now the actual thing I was asking about was more of his occupation, but I guess you don't want to share any of that.
Oh, well, you know, I'm saying that's what he did, you know, to make a living. You know, he's part of the Bonanno mob family from New York City.
Be careful here.
You know, he was connected, you know. But he was, you know.
What kind of ice cream you like?
Oh, my favorite is vanilla.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But like I say, you know, it was great upbringing. But he always told me the truth about anything, you know. All the time, you know.
Like when you ask him about the birds and the bees, when did you find out about that?
Not much when it came to that. But he let me know about how life is and how politics and how everything works.
Well, how did you find out about the birds and the bees? Did you learn
You learn from the streets, you know. Kids, you know. I learned a lot, but I'm doing, you know. And then, like I say, it was all about the Yankees and sports and Mickey Mantle and, you know, all sorts of stuff, you know. I love my sports. I love my music.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the conspiracy theories.
What's the most number of sandwiches you've eaten in a day?
One. That was Kennedy assassination.
Wait, you just went to a Kennedy assassination.
About the Kennedy. Hey, listen, everything, you know, it's not what the government tells you, you know.
That's right.
Everything, you have to make up your mind on what you believe, what you don't.
That's exactly right, Gene.
What's your question for David Moore?
Right. Oh, what was that there, guy?
Back to you, Craig.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, it sounds like it's going incredibly well. This is exciting.
It's fun.
Always great to hear from Gene and David joining George and Gordon in the Ranch Report. This is just so much fun. Okay, we're going to take one more very short TO for our sponsors to tell you all about their great stuff, and then we're going to check in at the finish line. When we return here, we're going to check in at the finish line. They're going to walk until 10 o'clock. The Peloton store is the start-finish line, and we'll also cross-talk with Donnie, and we'll see if Norm is back. An exciting finish to what has been the most exciting segment in Musers history coming up next. It's 31. It's Thursday morning with the Musers. Here in 10 minutes, a Deep Throat informant talking about UFOs, and then at 6:55, we'll get into the one question that surrounds the Mavericks this year, win or lose after every single game. But right now, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A No. 1 Air.
Thank you, Miller Man. Well, we have done it again. The show has made history. I cannot believe the week we are having. Yesterday, we made history once again as we became the first sports show in America to ever broadcast live while mall walking.
Unbelievable.
Courage.
We did this during Gordo's Corner. Indeed, we did it the whole 9 o'clock hour. Giorgio and I went out there, put on the headsets, walked for America and the children while wearing a headset of justice.
Well, that technology is game-changing.
Yeah, I'm very surprised that it sounded as good as it did,
yeah,
as I heard the replay. Do we have any footage from yesterday, Jared, just offhand? Probably don't have any footage.
Or audio?
Yeah.
I think we got footage here. You can see it right up on the big screen right there.
Oh, look at there. Wow.
There we are.
Look at that high down. Yeah. Oh, that looks like, is that Fox and Friends? That's Fox and Friends talking about it right now. So much courage on display. And there's a dedicated group of P1s who have shown up every morning at 10:30 after the show when Giorgio and I head down to North Park Center and mall walk for awareness.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people were asking me yesterday, why are they mall walking? Would you like to reset the whole premise?
I would, Craig, and thank you so much for that setup. Yes, we are mall walking for awareness. It's called the Awareness Campaign, and we have a GoFundMe page set up. I'll probably do a Google search for the Awareness Campaign, GoFundMe. I've also tweeted a link to this on my Twitter account. Gordon Keith is my Twitter name. So you can go there and see what this campaign is all about. But I'll give it to you in a nutshell. We are raising awareness for other awarenesses of great causes of America. And so a lot of people raise awareness for this disease, that disease, but no one's raising awareness for awareness itself. And that's where this show steps in.
And even before that, this idea happened organically when you all were talking about New Year's resolutions and maybe starting a daily exercise program.
Right.
Doing something to bond, and it just turned into the two of you mall walking every day after work.
Yeah, it started as an on-air taunt. When I was taunting Giorgio saying, hey, we ought to become mall walkers. And we laughed about the idea of us out there and track suits and Velcro shoes holding 1 pound hand weights and walking around the mall with all the other blue hairs. And then I said, you know what? It's time to put our money where our mouth is. And I challenged Giorgio to take up the baton of Velcro shoes and walk with me. And he said, you know what? Gordo, I'll do it. I'll do it.
And the result has been the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
It's been unbelievable. And you weren't able to cover it yesterday in person, Craig, as you have the first 2 days, because you had to be back here at the mothership to traffic cop us as we broadcast live. There was no way we could do a full broadcast while walking. We needed someone back here, and you were that man.
Right, mainly because we didn't trust our technology.
Yeah, we didn't think it'd work. Yeah.
But also because I'm kind of in charge of the whole thing.
Not in charge of any of it.
I needed to kind of run it here from the mothership.
And P1's and to stop jumping on that whole bandwagon and talking about how Junior is thanking Junior for organizing this.
Yes. P1's, you're welcome. I'm just doing my job. But again, don't put the spotlight on me. It's about these two guys.
He's the only man that grabs the spotlight to shine it right in his face to tell us, please put the spotlight somewhere else. So, how much have we raised towards our $5,000 goal for the awareness campaign?
I think I'm going to cry.
We are now $1,251 into our $5,000 goal.
Wow, we are raising at this rate a couple of $100 a day. That is right, amazing. Yeah.
Thanks to the 86 P1s who have donated. The latest donations came in from, Marge Schwimdidler donated $5 7 hours ago.
That was nice of Marge.
8 hours ago, the Ticket Mouse gave $13.
Very nice.
Rosie, the Marathoner's P1 husband, gave us $13. Now, Rosie is the girl who, the woman who has kept up at the front of the line. Matter of fact, I think she may have won yesterday's stage if I didn't. It was unclear as we battled towards the finish line.
Yeah, how did it end? Because when we left you during crosstalk at 10 o'clock, you guys were still walking.
Yeah, thank you for knowing that.
It was taking its toll. Day 3 was catching up.
Oh, yeah.
It was. And I think we all did 5 laps yesterday, didn't we, Giorgio?
Yeah.
Right.
We made it to 5.
Because I stopped at 5, and then everyone else was there, and so we all did 5. That's pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. That's been an improvement every single day. And so I think that works out to about 3 miles yesterday.
Pretty nice little walk. Pretty nice little walk.
Pretty nice little walk. It may have been longer than 3 miles. We did it in 43 minutes. That's how long it took to go 5 times around North Park.
Could the two of you have ever dreamed of a day back on Monday when you could only do 30 minutes that one day you'd be doing 45 minutes?
43 minutes.
43
yes,
minutes.
I see
could
what
you
you're
have
saying.
Dreamed
no,
this?
That was yeah, so I, far I out of our imagination.
Tough, yeah.
It was so impossible to even project into the future that much. But yeah, we've done it. And how are you feeling, Giorgio? It's time to do a health check.
Mentally or physically?
Do you remember what George said yesterday? I've been laughing about this, and somebody, P1, quoted it on Twitter. You saying how you felt. You said the first day you felt great. Mm-hmm. The second day you felt like...
fart.
Which, that sentence has confused me so much in the past 24 hours. Yeah, you said the second day you felt like that, and then the third day you still felt like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you feeling both physically and mentally?
I'm feeling fine physically. I mean, my knee hurts, but no big deal. Because I'm one of the toughest individuals in North America.
Whoa.
But mentally, I'm about fried.
You are?
I'm still steamed from yesterday. We almost had an all-out brawl at the mall yesterday.
Over what?
Over
I didn't hear about this.
You and your pace. That's what.
This is what the Musers Mall walk is turning into. Hi, I'm Gordon Keith. Watch how fast I can walk. No one gives an S, so slow your mother Hubbard butt down.
Gosh. Some of that language.
Yes. Yes. We were trying to broadcast yesterday. It doesn't matter how fast we're going.
We did.
The point is to broadcast, to have fun with the P1s.
Slowed it down considerably yesterday.
Only because I threw the headsets on Gene. Otherwise, we would have just been breathing hard. And, hey, listen how fast we're going now.
What?
Boy, the bonding that we hoped would happen between George and Gordon
bonding.
is clearly not happening.
No. This mall walking has caused a tremendous rift. This bonding has caused a tremendous rift in the show. Yeah, Gene, the 71-year-old P1, was out there, and we interviewed. Is that your imitation of Gene?
No, I said, oh, yeah.
No, he said, Gene. Oh, yeah.
He's made it every day, God bless him.
I know.
Every single day, Giorgio.
I know, he's great. Yesterday, wearing the Cole Beasley uniform.
And he's walked. He has made
it in great shape.
The full distance with us.
Mm-hmm.
At that incredible pace that Rosie is setting. I don't have anything to do with it. It's Rosie, and I'm just trying to follow her. So we're doing it again today at 10:15.
And we're going to taper today because we've been going really tough these last couple of days.
He's proposing that we taper today.
And we got a meeting today.
Hold on. You don't taper during an event.
Right.
You taper.
After you cross the finish line, you slow down and let it
go. You taper leading up to an event so that you're fresh for
which
the
clearly
event.
Gordon is training for. So we'll taper today and then maybe we'll win
the big
on Saturday.
Event. This is the
this
big
is
event.
This is it. This is huge, Giorgio. And I'm the only guy in yellow that's won every single stage, and
it's not a race.
I may get to it's a multi-stage
race. Well, if it's a race, let's just run today then. Let's just run around the mall then if we're going to do that.
But you will be disqualified because it is a mall walk.
Yeah, everybody needs to walk to maintain the spirit and integrity of the event that I'm kind of in charge of.
You're not in charge of anything, but. But I think this has been very good because yesterday morning, my foot hurt pretty considerably, my right foot, for whatever reason. Today, it feels much better. And I feel my body adapting to this strenuous schedule, and I feel myself getting stronger. I started off this event with the strength of 10 men, and now I have the strength of at least 17 men.
You know, I'm happy to hear this, and that was going to be my question for you guys. Now, after 3 days of this, is there a part of you that is thinking, hey, this is actually kind of good for me, and it's a good release after work, and maybe I'll continue this even longer than a week.
Maybe this is
part of a routine.
It's absolutely occurred to me. And I challenge Giorgio to another week of mall walk.
You can challenge all you want.
Challenge.
But after Friday, your ass won't see me outside of 5:30 to 10.
Gosh.
Lee, I guess we just got George's answer as to whether it's a routine.
If you want to think about it for a longer time.
You can take your foot, your mall walking shoes, your sweats, and anything else you got.
So you're not enjoying it?
Put it where the sun doesn't shine.
You're not enjoying this?
Oh, I'm enjoying talking to the P1s.
Exercise is supposed to make you more calm and peaceful and agreeable.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a horrible comeback.
All right, so P1s, if you want to join them today, it starts at 10:15 in front of the Peloton store. Today is day 4. They'll walk for 45 minutes until 11.
Taper day.
They got to leave at 11 to get back for our important staff meeting. We've been told by our boss if they're not here at 11:30, the whole thing implodes.
I think we get shot if we're not back here. Yeah.
And big news today, a major television network affiliate is going to be there to cover the proceedings.
Oh, it's amazing.
So today's event will partially be televised by a major television network local affiliate. But first, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air.
All right, time to get updated on our big event that got media coverage yesterday as it was carried live on tape on Fox 4, the national affiliate of the local station. And we were on there, Giorgio. We got coverage.
How about that?
It was excellent.
We're on TV.
Yeah, and yesterday, of course, was the penultimate stage in our five stage race that we're having in North Park Center every day. Giorgio and I have been going mall walking with the P1s. And boy, we've had a good crowd every single day. And some of those people have made it out all 4 days so far. And we'll see if they'll make it the fifth day today as we start at 10:30. So yesterday, you and I were not tethered together as we were on Wednesday when we broadcast live, making history while mall walking. And yesterday, I went all out. Some reason, the pace started fast, and it stayed fast. And P1 Rosie...
What do you mean, some reason? You just took off like you've done every day.
Yeah, I know, but some days you start off faster than others, as I found out yesterday. And P1 Rosie, who is the little short woman who walks with me up there at the front, she had an incredible pace. She was getting in front of me about half the time, and I was trying to keep up with her. She was hauling ace.
Yeah, she was moving.
So you guys did four laps, and y'all were waiting for us at the finish line when we finished our fifth lap. And then Rosie and me, and there was three or four other P1s, were determined to do an extra lap. We want to do six laps, because I think we did five laps last time, right?
Right.
The day before yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to do six and improve that time. Well, we were timing each lap, and we were averaging under 9 minutes per lap of the mall, and that lap is about 0.8 miles. So we were doing 11 minute and 15 second miles.
Nice.
We were getting faster each lap. We always improved on our lap before, just by a few seconds, but it was still, we were keeping up the pace, and I was sweating at the end of that.
That's a very fast walking pace. That is actually a slow running pace.
Yeah, it was like a slow running pace. Yeah, that's exactly what we were doing, and we were just going and going. It was unbelievable. It was a really good workout. So how many minutes? What, 5 miles, I guess we did.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday was the day I wore the worst possible clothing. I was wearing jeans and a non-wicking technology shirt.
You've worn jeans every
day. A shirt that featured non-wicking technology.
Which is weird. And
well,
the P1s have said that but you're still sweating. And
well, yesterday
still,
it was.
I bet you've worked up. And jeans, you had to have worked up a sweat every day in your nether regions.
No, the only time I worked up a sweat, well, obviously yesterday I did, and then the day before when we were walking with the broadcast equipment, I hadn't taken off my jacket. And so I was, I had sweat on my back when I took my jacket off, because it was getting hot in there, wearing a full Everest jacket.
Well, P1s think you're chafing, and I tend to agree with them.
Yeah, I guess everyone has problems with chafing more than I do. I didn't know that jeans chafed so much.
Yeah, I would think if you mall walk in them, that you would be leaving yourself open for that.
Well, still, I haven't chafed even after yesterday, which was very strenuous for me,
mm-hmm.
mall walking-wise.
Do you use a lovely talcum powder?
I do not use a lovely talcum powder.
To prevent chafing?
I want it to be lovely. But it was awesome yesterday. It was a lot of fun. I was real proud of our group for doing what we did.
Can I just say that I am so proud of the two of you, and that after 4 days, I notice a change. You guys look better. You look healthier. You look happier.
Yeah. We have a glow.
You have a glow. This is doing a world of good for the both of you.
Uh-huh. It actually does feel really good. You know, going into yesterday, the tops of my feet were hurting, and I was feeling from the previous 3 days. And then after yesterday, which was my most strenuous day, I feel better today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel sore.
You know, that's something that you'll hear commonly of, say, riders in the Tour, that the first week is the worst. The second week, they just kind of start, the bodies adjust, and they just kind of get into it. And the second week and the third week are sometimes easier for those guys than the first week, because the body is amazing. The body does have a way of adjusting, and now your new normal is to get out and walk for 45 minutes or an hour every day after the show, and the body is saying thank you.
I know, and I'm a bit worried today because, as Giorgio, you've been encouraging all along to have a taper down day.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the taper down day, or at least it's going to be for me, as it's kind of like the last stage of the Tour, where it's a little bit more ceremonial. There's a lot of camaraderie and talking We're not really pushing the pace. It's much more of a casual pace today. That's what I plan to do. This is more of a parade today than it is an official mall walking race.
If.
Because I've got yellow, and it's so far out of reach right now.
It was never a race to begin with. So, in other words, today you're going to do what you should have been doing all week.
No,
that's what you're saying.
The idea was to get in shape.
You can't get in shape in 5 days.
No,
the
you
idea
can,
was
but you can make a pretty.
It was
good
presented
dent.
As, "Hey, we'll walk together, we'll bond, we'll talk, and everything." And you've just taken off and done your own thing, which is fine if you want to get in shape and win the Dallas Vert Sprint tomorrow at the Reunion Tower. But I didn't know that it was going to be a race, and just to see how fast we could go.
It's
all
not
week.
A race, but it's for everyone to go their own pace. To
that's fine.
To feel yeah. good at the end of it.
That's fine, too.
As the person who's kind of in charge of this event, I feel like I need to ask this question now, and maybe I should ask it again on Monday, but any chance that either of you continue some sort of daily exercise program after this as a continuation of a New Year's resolution, turning over a new leaf, has this done anything to ignite any interest in that in you?
It actually has got me interested in it. Whereas I never would have really thought about it before. It's like, this feels pretty good. I feel good the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep better. It psychologically feels good, too. That's the thing.
Yes. And you know what?
You feel like you're a little bit more squared away by getting some regular exercise.
Exactly. And if you get into this routine and if you carry it on past this week, you will get to a point where you can't wait to get to your exercise of choice. And your day will feel incomplete without it.
So we should determine, Giorgio, whether we continue another week. What do you say?
With what? With mall walking?
The event we've been talking
about. Okay.
No.
Someone's not enjoying the week.
Hasn't it been kind of fun?
Yeah, I've enjoyed
the P1s.
No, I've enjoyed talking to the P1s, absolutely.
Just not the walking part.
The
you
walking
want to do a
part,
ball sitting event?
Yeah, that would be fine. No, the exercise is fine too. But I don't know. I don't think mall walking is my thing, and I don't necessarily want to do that another week. Maybe it is your thing. I think it may be your thing.
Well, it's embarrassing that it's my thing because we.
Why?
Because we started off kind of poking fun at mall walkers as being, 80-year-old women in Velcro laced shoes.
Well, see.
And then I go
it's,
and
it's for everybody.
I go and I do it and I'm like, oh, this is nice, all climate controlled. You can go in there no mm-hmm. matter what the weather is and walk around and you got stuff to look at. It doesn't really get boring.
Well,
it's pretty
has this ignited
something, to it.
Something in you, George, to where maybe it's not mall walking but swimming, which is your natural sport, or some kind of a routine?
No, it's felt, and I've done that before, but I don't want to make a big pronouncement about it because usually I fall off the wagon. But it feels great. I've done this before, and you do get into a routine where you don't want to miss. Yeah.
I think it would be such a beautiful thing if the two of you mall walked together for a year.
Okay, what do you say, George?
It would be
money in the world. If you pay me...
That doesn't sound like there's a lot of hope.
I wouldn't know how to handle it.
Agreement
if you
here.
Paid me, I'd do it for $50,000 a week. So if you can
That's
come up
ridiculous.
With that... If we can start a GoFundMe page and give me $50,000 a week, I would mall walk with Gordon for the rest of the year.
I will mall walk with you for the rest of the year, but the border wall has to be part of the agreement.
Okay. I can agree to that.
Okay. All right. So he just agreed.
Okay.
$50,000 a week and a wall.
No.
We got it.
So today is our final day, 10:30 a.m. in front of the Peloton store in North Park Center. We wrap up the world-famous Musers Mall Walk, which has surpassed our wildest dreams.
Oh, it's been incredible, and I'm expecting a massive crowd today of P1s wanting to walk with you on the final official day of hashtag Musers Mall Walk. It's a beautiful thing you guys are doing.
Isn't it beautiful?
Raising awareness for awareness, turning over a new leaf, New Year's resolution. Just,
we're over $2,000 now to our $5,000
that
goal.
Is unbelievable.
Okay. So we're on pace to miss it by a mile.
We are raising tens of dollars each day.
It is. And
beautiful.
Thank you to Giorgio, my fellow mall walker. He walks with me. He talks with me.
I walk behind you.
Well, yes, you're spotting me. You're protecting my back.
All right, thank you. The greatness of the Beatles here on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket. Today is day 5 of hashtag Musers Mall Walk. It starts at 10:30 this morning at North Park, right in front of the Peloton store. That's the start-finish line every day, and that is very close to Dillard's on that stretch between Dillard's and Macy's. What an incredible week it's been. It's been very emotional. George and Gordon, a New Year's resolution to get out and exercise and bond with each other and come up with stuff for the show and raise awareness for awareness. You can go to our GoFundMe page. Just go to Gordo's Twitter feed, and there's a link to the GoFundMe page there. So it's just been a win, win, win. It's been a beautiful thing. I'm so proud of you two guys.
Oh, it's been a fun week, for sure, especially with the P1s who've come out.
Channel 4 was out there yesterday, thanks to Mike Ducey for sending a camera out there. And today, I believe, several media outlets are going to be present.
Hey, the GoFundMe's up to over $2,300 now.
Nice.
And raising awareness for awareness.
It's our last day, and we're only halfway to our goal. Well, that means the Musers need to start kicking in some money here, Giorgio.
Sometimes it's not about perfection. It's not about perfection. It's about progress.
Yeah, that's $2,300. Somebody was fired.
No. A lot of people have operated with that as their mantra. It's a good idea.
I'm very excited about today's finale. You guys pledged to do this for at least a week. So as far as we know, today is the grand finale. I think a lot of P1s will be out there walking with you. But, you know, North Park has been really nice to host this, and they've put up with whatever we've brought out there each day. Well, they do have somebody in charge of security, and we should open the door and let him into the studio because he wants to tell the P1s some of the rules and regulations to follow if you're out there mall walking.
We're going to have Officer Foster.
Hi, Officer Foster.
Hey.
I'm Officer Foster. I'm the official security advisor and logistical attaché to Sport Radio 1310, The Ticket. Okay?
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I know I'm a little bit late to this party because I just received my notice that this event was taking place. I did not know that. At the time, I did not know that when this started on Monday.
Yeah, we hadn't seen you out there.
But no matter that, today I will be there at North Park Center. I'll be running crowd control and security at this historic mall walk for freedom.
Okay. Good. Thank you for being there.
It'd be nice to have you.
Okay, so here's the idea. We want a safe, clean, AIDS-free mall walk.
Okay.
All right.
I don't think that was going
to
be a problem.
I don't want to discriminate, but if you've got any sort of communicable disease, we want you to stay at home. All right. Okay. We don't want women out there with AIDS or flu or HPV or Hep A, B, or C.
Okay.
All right. My job, first and foremost, is to keep these two broadcasters safe and sound so they can continue their life-giving careers.
Right.
All right. So if you feel sick or you are showing signs of anything, any malady or disease, stay at home. Don't come near these broadcasters. Well, ladies, if you get close to Mr. Dunham with so much as a yeast infection, I'm pulling a bullet in you.
Oh, my God.
That is
threats like that.
You're going to get in trouble for that.
Lady, you'll be staggering around North Park with a gut shot, and I'll jam 911 line so no one will help you. Okay? Let this be your one and only warning.
You're supposed to protect and serve.
Men, do not approach these broadcasters. All right? They are very delicate broadcast machines, and any chit-chat may upset them.
Well, that may be true with Gordo, but I don't mind talking to the P1s.
If I catch you asking one of these men about the weather, I'm going to shoot you.
No.
All right? If you get in their way as they are trying to walk, I will shoot you.
Officer Foster.
Okay? If you look at them directly in the eyes, I will nightstick you on the nape of your neck and tell you to keep moving. All right? If you make these men upset in any way, I am going to shoot you. How clear do I have to be?
You're very clear.
Okay? In case I'm not being clear, let me be very clear. P1 lives don't matter to me. Okay?
You're all about keeping the peace.
I'm all about keeping the peace. We're going to keep this nice and orderly and clean and safe.
We've been able to do that without all these ridiculous rules. And why don't you just walk with us?
I hate listeners, the ones that get in the way. That's a quote from Mr. Dunham, and I think it bears repeating.
I've never said that.
All right? I will confiscate all cell phones at the beginning of the walk, so that you cannot take any unauthorized pictures of our brilliant heroes as they sweat or make orgasm faces while walking. All right, now at the end of the walk, you may or may not get your cell phone back after I've downloaded all the naked pictures of your wife or yourself, if you are female, in order to blackmail you into keeping the peace at the mall wall.
I know your end result is what you're after, but it sounds like you're breaking the law.
Excuse me, sir, I'm still talking right now.
He's still got the floor.
And I need to announce that for more information, there are a lot of people who may be listening right now who may want to know a little bit more information about this, and I'm going to give you this more information. All right?
All right, Mason.
What's that?
Be careful, George.
Information.
Be careful.
You better watch it right here. I got
this. Okay, all right.
I'm going to snap this holster right now. And I'll go frontier justice on your ass.
All right. Okay, sorry.
All right, listen. You can reach us on social medias. If you want to get more information about this mall walk, on Twitter, you can type in #BrownMusersMallWalk.
Hashtag.
And that will take you to our email accounts webpage, where get on the internet and get some pamphlets about this radio program. All right, on Snapface, you can punch in input and get your username for the internet. All right, and remember the safety rules of going online. Rule number one, don't go on the web. Do all of your browsing offline. If you go online to get on the internet, you expose your computer to viruses that affect digitals, like computers and calculators.
Okay.
So we're going to keep you offline. You show up there today, we're going to keep it nice and orderly, and we're going to go single file today. I saw pictures of this event. People were spread out, some walking 10 wide. Well, we're not going to walk 10 wide. We're going to go single file.
Just
we're going
settle
march.
Down.
We're going to go left, right, left, right,
no.
left, right, left, left, right, right, left, left, right, right. We're going to march around that mall.
That doesn't sound like fun.
And the last lap, we're going to goose step that thing, too.
Oh, no. We're not going to do that.
Hey, don't you cross me. I got a bead right on your forehead.
Oh,
right now.
Geez, okay.
You better watch out unless you want a 38 special right through that gray matter.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord, he's hostile.
At North Park Mall.
All right. All right. Thank you for stopping by, Officer Foster. All right, it's 8:45.
Whoa, geez, man. That was a warning shot, I think.
It whizzed right by my head there.
But first, the O-Deck with Gordo brought to us by A Number One Air.
Thanks, Craig, and thanks to all the P1s that came out on Friday for our big finale for the Musers Mall Walk for the awareness campaign, and we had the biggest crowd of the week on the final day.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah, that actually surprised me.
It was huge.
I thought we would have that it would just dwindle as the week went on, but instead it was the biggest the final day. It was awesome. We had a huge crowd. Probably, how many walkers do you think we had?
100?
I'm going to say 100.
I was going to guess 100.
50.
Yeah.
Okay. If we say 150, we might as well say 200.
200,000.
200,000.
289.
289,000. Can I get 300,000?
300,000.
300,000.
I'm out. I'm out.
Okay, he's out. 300,000 people walked around North Park with us on Friday. It was awesome. And we raised money for the awareness campaign.
Do you have a tote board update?
I do. Our goal was $5,000. And we raised in 6 days... 5 days, actually. $2,805.
That's unbelievable.
Yes, our goal was to get to more than 50% of our goal.
Yes.
And we got there and went past that.
Incredible.
So we exceeded our goal of getting half of our goal. That is amazing. Thanks to the 194 people who donated.
Wonderful.
And most of them were fake names. We had Vaginal Slice Born, Bang Ding Owl, posted a picture of a crumpled plane, too.
Oh, man.
Sex Panther donated. We also had Got Sick, middle initial N, and last name Pass Away. Spalding Jones, Good Strong Play a Man. Gordon's on news. I don't know what that means. Face sitting midget donated right between Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
That's nice of Joe and Troy.
So thanks to all the P1s for coming out for that. That was huge. And we will be announcing this week where that money is going. At $2,800.
Did you notice that everybody on Friday at the mall walk was in such a good mood because all the hard work was behind you all?
Right.
And everybody, it was just great. Lots of pictures. somebody draped you guys in American flags at the end of the walk, and chants of USA, USA broke out. It was beautiful.
It was clear we were doing it for America.
The confusion that erupted in North Park Mall at that moment was unbelievable. Everybody was going, who are these two spares that everyone's gathered around? I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Are they burning those American flags? Why is it such a spectacle? I don't understand. Craig...